KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the Ultimate Tailgate Party. On Sunday, February 8th, the event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouth-watering tailgate favorites, drink specials, and drives. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 for a table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Like a nice deep state of sleep if they don't have enough of all these to lower their heart rate and slow their metabolism down to conserve energy. Really cool bird, but it is a pollinator. Hence why we're discussing it, because I'm a big proponent of hummingbirds. Hummingbirds are great for our yards, right? So a hummingbird uses their tongue as basically a tiny pump to pull up the liquid from flowers, feeders, and the tongue has like a fork at the tip, so it will pull it in a little bit quicker and multiple times. It's really cool. They can actually get into a flower or a feeder between 15 and 20 times per second. Like I said, they're really, really fast. But they're really cool as well. You know, they do tend to migrate by themselves. They're loners. They want to do their own thing. Okay. Yes, I know a lot of us could understand that. As I mentioned earlier, there are hundreds of different varieties of hummingbirds. It's not just one specifically. I believe it's about 340 different varieties of hummingbird species out there between North and South America. And they can go anywhere from Alaska to the southernmost tip of South America. So they have a wide variety of styles. To be honest, there's really about 15 to 20 different varieties of hummingbirds that we will be able to see in the U.S., okay? Now, we kind of think, like, what are they looking for? How do they choose different flowers? Well, they see color better than we do when they're out there. It's really extended well beyond the ultraviolet spectrum, so they can see very far, very clear, all different colors. And their eyes adapt to see warm shades better than cooler shades. So warm would be a brighter color, right? So it's easier for them to find orange, yellow, red flowers. So look for those colors. As we all kind of know these things, when you look at a hummingbird feeder, they're mostly red. They're the liquid that you put in them is usually red. But they will look at orange, yellow, and red flowers. And it's one of those things. It's not really about the color to the hummingbird. It's actually about the how rich the nectar is versus the color. And again, like I said, they have this great memory. They're going to remember which plants are going to give them more than others. Right? So, how can we really attract them to our yard? Now, planting plants with those colors is a great one. Right? Using red, oranges, and yellow. Red is its number one. It does love red colors. But it red, orange, and yellow are great ones. A lot of you already know this, but sugar water is a great way to bring the pollinators to your feeder. It doesn't always have to be red. It just needs to be made the right way. It needs to be one part sugar to four parts water, and you got to mix it thoroughly. You don't want to do any additions like a honey or a red dye or other additives. It's really just the sugar and water that's going to bring them to you. Always make sure you're cleaning those feeders and make them easy to find so they're out in the open, not just in hidden spots. And then make sure you give them a little bit of space. Hummingbirds can be aggressive towards others and they really don't like hanging around with people. So just some information about the hummingbirds. We'll touch base on this and more. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. At 76, Army veteran Danny Chauvin has found purpose in a deeply personal mission, providing free home repairs to widows, seniors, and single women throughout his Mississippi community. Grappling with grief and PTSD, Chauvin discovered that helping others eased his emotional burden. Armed with a toolbox, a truck, and an open heart, he completes small jobs that can make a big difference, fixing doors, repairing steps, and addressing household concerns that many residents cannot afford to handle. His neighbors call him the Honeydew Dude because of his skills and his compassion. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. a series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, you've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. We've been talking about hummingbirds because they are an important pollinator, and just talking about how to bring them to your area. Wanted to go on a few other topics with it, and then we'll wrap up about hummingbirds. But it's not just about feeders, putting feeders out for the hummingbird. With that, if you place a feeder out in the yard, put it in the same spot every year so that it becomes part of the cycle. But you also actually want to have a bird bath in the yard. Hummingbirds like the bird baths. They're looking for, you know, mists or sprays. So sometimes certain types of fountains that have that spray would really attract a hummingbird. They want to interact with it. They're drinking and bathing. It's not just they're doing both at the same time. Feeding the hummingbirds isn't going to stop the hummingbird from going where it needs to go for that migration path, whether it be north or south. It's just part of it. These guys are fast. They get everything done, and they just keep moving on. Now, one thing about a hummingbird is it is one that the male and female don't stay together. The male is for one part of this process. The rest of it is done by the female, right? It's really, the male is there for one thing, like I said, and then it's gone. They don't help with any nest building. They don't help with the babies. They don't help feed. It's all the mom, right? Literally, once the male is done, he goes off to find another female. So, just an odd behavior. What can I say? Male hummingbirds aren't that nice. Anyways, the hummingbirds, when they do come to visit, it can take some time. They might just fly in and fly out. Don't just say, all right, they've come and that's it. Keep feeding throughout the season, because some will stay in your area and you might see them more often. But if you're just like, oh, I'm going to put it out because the map that's out there says that the hummingbirds have come to my area, we'll continue to do that throughout the season so that they will stay. If you don't give them what they need, they're not going to stay. The other thing here is, think about a lot of times when the hummingbird hits New England where I am, and the flowers really haven't started blooming yet, and there's not a lot of color. So if we can attract them to a feeder and get them to stick around throughout the summer, when the beautiful flowers that have been produced from all the different flowers in our yard, the hummingbirds will stick around and not have to go as far. And so, you know, might be a great way to have hummingbirds for years is take care of it throughout the season. And then again, it's not going to happen right away. It's going to take some time. So really realize that when it comes to the hummingbirds. So just a cool animal and a great pollinator for a lot of our native plants, a lot of our different plants that are out there. And so it is important to know, you know, what they do, how to keep them in our area, and how we can help them. So just some kind of cool ideas behind hummingbirds. Now, we have a couple ways to get a hold of us. You can call us at 339-645-0201. Again, that phone number is 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone number, and then you can also email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we've got a few segments left in the show. Want to go over some things that we can do this winter, plus what we need to get ready for in the spring. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iccars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Domestic fraud runs rampant, and international intrigue comes to the boiling point with Trump's reaction to Iran. Discover the inside details on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number 339-645-0201. And if you missed any part of the show today, or you're looking to, you know, previous show, you can download it anywhere you download your podcasts, whether it be on Spotify or Apple. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club. Each show is 2 hours, so it's about two episodes per. They come out Monday afternoons after the show airs over the weekend. And again, search for the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to find us and hear what you might have missed. Now, you know, where I am, it's going to get cold in the next week or so and possible snow. And so makes me think of, you know, getting prepared again for winter, right? We've had a couple weeks here where it's been warm. We had a day that was, it was close to 50 here. I was down at a trade show in Baltimore, and it almost hit 60 while I was there. I felt like I should have been in shorts. But it's warmed up. We had a warm-up time, and it's like, all right, yeah, winter's getting over. But I've heard that it's going to get some cold temperatures, you know, this upcoming week in certain areas, possibly some snow, some cold rain into ice. And it makes me just think of the ice melt that we should be taking a look at. Again, I'm bringing this up now because it's later in certain areas, and so you have some time to reach out to Natural Alternative. You can reach out, you can go to their website, you can call them. Their website is natural-alternative.com. And on their front page, you can click on where it says melt. And there's a number of options for ice melt. They have their Natural Alternative ice melt, and they have their CMA version of ice melt. I'm a big fan of the Natural Alternative ice melt. I use it every storm, so I don't have to worry about it. You know, the damage that can happen from a slip, trip, or fall is just, it can cost so much money and aggravation that getting the ice melt before a storm is the way to go. And so I wanted to make sure that you remember a Natural Alternative has some options, and they will ship right to your door. Right, if you don't have to go and get it, it ships right to your door, and you'll be able to use it. Whether you want to use it before the storm starts or as you have done the cleanup, that is up to you on how you want to work with it. But I will say, both ice melts are awesome to use. I just personally use the Natural Alternative ice melt. Okay, and this is a better option over rock salt, especially when it comes to your pets and your lawns and your gardens. Because the rock salt will actually have negative effects on your lawn, your garden, and in particular your pet's paws. If you take a dog for the walk, or if in the area and you've used rock salt and it gets on there, it can really burn them. And so this Natural Alternative ice melt is safer for pets, the environment, and it was designed that way with them in mind. Okay? It will melt down to negative 16 degrees. Now, we might not always see negative 16 degrees, but that's about where it kind of cuts off. And it can be used, around all of these areas. Driveways, sidewalks, whichever that you're going to use it. It would be one that you shouldn't use on newly cured concrete if you have it. The CMA version that I was discussing would be one that you would put on concrete that's at least 30 days old. It's a really cool mixture, and it does well for, like I said, the concrete that's only 30 days or older. If you've listened to us before, you know a lot about this ice melt, but it is one that you do not need to apply more to make it work better. More is not better here. You want to actually apply about 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So that is a 10 by 100 foot driveway. All right, so 10 by 100 foot driveway. Or it can be a 20 by 50 foot driveway. So they will say up to 8 pounds depending upon how thick the ice is, but it's 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you're not using a lot. A little does go a long way on this. If you're using it as a pre-treat, what it kind of does is makes it nice, like easy to clean up. It's not sticking, it's not causing damage. You just easily shovel it up and put it away. So I wanted to bring up the ice melt products. It is something that you could get before the upcoming storms in the next couple weeks. February technically is the snowiest month of the year. At least I know in New England. We've looked at it. I know that February can actually be the snowiest month. So there's more to come. Just get ready for it. And Natural Alternative has your options. While you're there, take a look at some of the products for this upcoming spring. You can look at your lawn items that you're looking for. And one of the cool things is they have a warm season fertilizer program and a cool season fertilizer program. So it's not just the northern part of the country here. It's all over. That cool season lawn program is for fescues, ryegrass, and bluegrass. The warm season is Zoysia, Bermuda, and St. Augustine type grasses. So it is for both areas. It's not just the northern part of the country. So take a look at there for this upcoming spring. We will dive more into that as spring gets closer and lawns start germinating and we're doing more with it. But do know that we're looking at a 5 application process, possibly, depending upon where you are, could be more, right? We obviously don't want to over-fertilize, but 5 applications is something that I am a big proponent of when it comes to our lawn. Okay, so you can find that information at natural-alternative.com. Again, natural-alternative.com. Great website. If you're looking for more information on each product, just click on it. There's tons of information, frequently asked questions. They also have what's called their Know and Grow Library. The Know and Grow Library has multiple different, I would call them almost blog posts, but they're written with a lot more information. But it's all over different topics. So take a look and see what they might be able to help you out with on that part of their website. Now, what else is going on out there? It's not just snow. Like I said, we're thinking spring. When we think about spring and the new plants and everything that we're kind of looking at, we want to be prepared. The new seedlings that will start to grow in the next few months, we want to make sure they have the right potting mix, right? There is some good product mixes out there, lots of different soils. They're popping up everywhere. There are all different soils with all different mixtures throughout. I've lost count of the different varieties of soil there are. When I was a kid, there wasn't a lot of different soil mixtures or potting mixes. There were a few. There are so many out there that it's hard for you to know which one is good, which one you should use. I'm going to tell you which one you should use. You should be using the Espoma potting mixes, whether it be their potting mix, their seed starter, all the way down to their orchid, African violet, cactus mix, or bonsai mix. Those are great products to be using in your garden and to help prepare. They have a great seed starter soil. Their seed starter soil is meant for growing seedlings and cuttings. So it's not just seeds, it's cuttings as well. It's got a mixture of sphagnum peat moss and perlite with a yucca extract and lime to ensure that proper pH. They have mycotone, the blend of mycorrhizae in their soil as well. And this will help ensure new plants grow bigger roots and have faster growth. Again, like I said, for seed starting, leaf cuttings, but it helps enhance the root development and gets it in a mix that it's going to be easier for root development. So seed starter, like I said, it's a peat moss and perlite mixture, which means it's a very light mix. This light mix allows roots to develop easier and it's not pushing through hard packed soil. Now I'm not saying we're not going to try and compact the soil a bit. We're going to make sure this soil, it does get wet before we use it. But it's going to hold the moisture in a different way than you would be putting something outside. Outside, you're going to have rocks, you're going to have clay, you're going to have debris, you're going to have different parts of native topsoil, some compost, etc. it's going to take longer for something to develop a root system in there. Whereas seed starters, they want that light mix so the seeds can develop quicker and stronger before they go outside into a garden or into a container. And so that's why I'm mentioning the organic seed starter premium potting mix from Espoma. We're going to be starting seeds very soon, and we'll talk about what we can start in the next few weeks. And I'm telling you, you don't need to worry about the 35 different varieties that you might see online of soil or seed starting mix. Espoma's organic seed starter, ideal for what you're looking to do this upcoming late winter into spring. So if you want more information, you can go to their website at espoma.com. That is espoma.com. And you can take a look at everything else. They're not just a potting soil company. They are a fertilizer company. That's where they started, where they have a lot of their products. But they've perfected the fertilizer, and they're perfecting the potting soils at this time. You really need to take a look at it if you're looking to start seeds this spring or to repot any of your plants or anything along those. That's why I was mentioning the African violet soil, the orchid soil, the succulent soil, the bonsai soil. Every mix is a little bit different, but it's ideal for that situation. So keep it in mind when you go to pick out your soils this year. And we're going to take a break, and we'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. But if you have some questions, you can give us a call, 339-645-0201. We'll be back in a few.
Seconds of service.
Army veteran Tony Johnson plays a leading role in monthly food distribution events coordinated by the nonprofit Soldiers Angels. Each gathering provides roughly 75 pounds of groceries to veteran families in the Orlando area, many of whom are struggling with rising costs and limited resources. Johnson helps manage logistics, welcome attendees, and distribute goods with dignity and warmth. He sees these events not merely as charity, but as a way to build community resilience, ensuring veterans and their families know they're not alone.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3, U.S. only. See store online for details.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR and return.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
We have games and practice, but I find like with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone line, and we can answer that question on air as well. Mentioned it a few times, but I'm really excited with all the new stations that are joining us and listening to the show. Hope you've enjoyed the first couple weeks here. As we get into spring, there'll be a lot more discussion of how we can fix different things in the yard, insect issues, disease issues, lawn issues, garden issues. We will be here to help you out with all of those. A lot of times in the winter months, it's hard to, you know, picture some of the ideas or some of the issues that you might have had. And so we talk a lot in the spring and during the summer about what we can do to help with major issues in your yard with insects and diseases. But again, I do want to say, you know, welcome to all the new stations. We have stations from Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Montana, Texas. I'm really excited that we have one in Texas, Tennessee, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Oregon. I mean, I am super excited that you guys are joining us to listen to what we can do to help you with the garden. That's really what I'm here for. Been in the agriculture industry since I was little. Family had a garden center. And started working there when I was 6 years old to hang out with my dad. And, I mean, that was 1989 when we started. So you can do the math, figure out how old I am. But my dad started this, had this show for years, and I've taken over it after he passed and continued the same way he was. He was a question and answer and helped others with their gardens. And that's what I'm here for. So if you have questions, always reach out to us. Email might be the best way to get a hold of us with it throughout the week. Our email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. So love to hear from you. Love to be able to give you some answers to your questions. And help you out. Great information today, if I do say so myself. I'm really excited about the new introductions into the garden centers, especially that bubble bath hydrangea. The bubble bath hydrangea just looks so cool. I'm a big fan of paniculata type hydrangeas and the white hydrangeas. I find that they kind of stay stronger where I am. But I'm really excited for these new introductions. You can find some of these at the Bloomin' Easy website. So the company's Bloomin' Easy. There's no G at the end of Bloomin'. Their website is Bloomin' Easy Plants with an S .com to get some of these new introductions if you're looking for just to see what they look like. It's not just about the new introductions. They do have tons of different plants that are out there. And what's really cool is you can filter these by sun exposure, the zone that you're in, the different types of features, and the size. So lots more information, especially if you're looking for pollinator friendly and native to America, which a lot of us are. You can come up with, I mean, I'm looking at least 20 different varieties of plants that you can find out in garden centers that would be perfect for pollinators and native to North America. So really cool stuff. Hope to hear from anybody with questions. Feel free to always give us a call at 339-645-0201. Again, you can call or text that number. You can also email us, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And you can also visit our website at paulparent.com to get more information. We are rebuilding our entire website. We're working on our newsletter format. A lot of different things are changing in this upcoming year, so stay tuned for some of those updates. Not a lot of info right now at the moment on the website, but more to come on that. We are rebuilding and trying to get bigger out there for you guys. So again, thanks for everybody for listening. Welcome to all the new stations. I look forward to this. Till next time, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's KARLBRAUER, cars on you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. One person has been killed, 14 injured in an explosion and fire on top of a 17-story New York City apartment building. Firefighters were investigating reports of a gas odor on the 15th floor when that blast occurred. Federal immigration officer has been shot and killed a protester in Minneapolis. Authorities say a 37-year-old man approached the ICE officers with a gun in his hand, a 9mm semi-automatic handgun.
The suspect also had two loaded magazines and no accessible ID. This looks like a situation where an individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement. Then, about 200 rioters arrived at the scene and began to obstruct and assault law enforcement.
That is Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino. Thanks to a very nasty storm, 12,000 flights have been canceled across the U.S. Authorities say this storm is expected to continue to wreak havoc at least another 2 to 3 days. Kaylin Cochran manages an Ace Hardware in Oklahoma. Says it didn't take long for customers to clean out his supplies.
We had a pallet of ice melt inside. We had an ice pellet, a pallet of ice melt outside also. And it's just, once they came, they came. People kind of knew. We kind of let them know when our truck was going to be here. So by the time the truck was out here and we're bringing stuff up, everything was basically going out the door.
Michigan GOP Congresswoman Lisa McClain optimistic the GOP maintains control of the House following the midterms.
We are on the side of law and order. We are on the side of lower taxes for every American. We are on the side of common sense, for goodness sakes. That's what really is going to prevail.
More on these stories, townhall.com.
Life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
Landslide on Indonesia's main island, killing at least 8 people Saturday. More than 80 are missing as rescue teams struggle through deep mud searching for survivors. BBC correspondent Arbasian Eritrethion.
The landslide in the village in West Bandung region occurred when most residents were asleep. The region has witnessed intense rains for the past few days. Residents in areas which are known to be prone to landslides have been ordered to evacuate. The disaster comes just weeks after more than 1,000 people died in landslides and flooding in North Sumatra, West Sumatra, and Aceh provinces.
A suicide bomber has detonated a device at a wedding ceremony in Pakistan. At least 7 people have been killed. Authorities say another 25 wounded. So far, no one has claimed responsibility. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Dozens of South Koreans who were detained in Cambodia for alleged involvement in online scams have now been returned to their homes to face criminal investigations. Here's Keith Peters.
The arrival of the 73 on Friday is the largest group repatriation of Korean criminal suspects from abroad. South Korean officials said that the suspects scammed fellow Koreans out of $33 million. Cybercrime has flourished in Southeast Asia, particularly in Cambodia and Myanmar. Trafficked foreign nationals are employed to run romance and cryptocurrency scams. They're often recruited with false job offers and then forced to work in conditions of near slavery. Keith Peters, Washington.
Toyota recalling 162,000 pickups after it was discovered the vehicle's multimedia displays can compromise driver safety. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyance at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions.
Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th.
An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m.
Experience the clairvoyance.
Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com.
Or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we got another hour left in the show, and we're here to help you out with anything you have in questions when it comes to the garden. We'll do everything we can to help you out, as we have always done. We have multiple ways to get a hold of us. You can call us. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text message that phone number, and if not, you could also email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And as I said in the first hour, we got lots of new stations joining us this year, this, you know, just started these past 2 weeks. We now currently are on air at 74 different stations across the country. I'm really excited about this. Really looking forward to being able to help as many people as possible wherever you are. Don't worry. It doesn't matter which state or city you're in. A lot of times when it comes to insects, diseases, problems in the yard, it's going to be the same thing no matter where you are within the country. It's going to be the same solution. It's just going to be on a different host plant. There are going to be some that are issues that I may not know about. But I would love to research them and get that information to make sure you are successful in your garden. Let me do that work for you. Let me figure it out. Okay, so first hour today we talked a lot about new varieties of some plants coming out to the this season. Really excited. I saw a lot of them this past week at a trade show that I was at. A beautiful, beautiful plants. Really recommend taking a look at some of the new varieties that are coming out this season. Now, discussing those plants, we talked a bit about, you know, pollinators. And I try to think about different types of segments to talk about, what we can discuss while we're on the show. And one of them that came up was in my mind was hummingbirds. Now, hummingbirds are a really cool pollinator. They come across the country. There are all different styles of hummingbirds that will go into different areas within the country, but a lot of them have the same types of characteristics. I really just wanted to bring up a few facts about these hummingbirds and why they're so cool, right? So these guys are actually the only bird that can fly backwards, hover, and even fly upside down. They have this crazy wing structure that actually rotates at its shoulders, allowing them to do all these things. And when they're hovering, their wings actually go in a figure eight shape. It's not just up and down. They go in a figure eight shape to keep them where they're at. Now, they metabolize very quickly, which requires them to eat huge amounts of nectar, basically up to twice their body weight daily. Okay, so what this does is it leads to their heart rate that can exceed 1,200 beats per minute. Can you imagine? You gotta get these guys on some, heart meds. Really cool feature that a hummingbird has is they have one of the best memories out there. They remember locations, nectar content, refilling rates of thousands of flowers, and to efficiently find their food. I mean, this is phenomenal. This is one of my favorite because going back to when hummingbirds come to your area, to your city or town, knowing when they're going to be there is the time when you want to have that hummingbird feeder or the flowers ready to go. And knowing when they're going to be there, if they hit you once, they're most likely going to come back year after year after year. Another kind of cool little feature that these guys have, they have very small legs and they don't actually walk, right? So they're used for perching or hopping sideways, but they literally don't walk or hop or anything like other birds. And then finally, they are ones that save a lot of energy because they're building it up. They can survive cold nights, food scarcity. They can go into a nice deep state of sleep if they don't have enough of all these to lower their heart rate and slow their metabolism down to conserve energy. Really cool bird, but it is a pollinator. Hence why we're discussing it, because I'm a big proponent of hummingbirds. Hummingbirds are great for our yards. right? So a hummingbird uses their tongue as basically a tiny pump to pull up the liquid from flowers, feeders, and the tongue has like a fork at the tip, so it will pull it in a little bit quicker and multiple times. It's really cool. They can actually get into a flower or a feeder between 15 and 20 times per second. Like I said, they're really, really fast, but they're really cool as well. They do tend to migrate by themselves. They're loners. They want to do their own thing. Okay. Yes, I know a lot of us could understand that. As I mentioned earlier, there are hundreds of different varieties of hummingbirds. It's not just one specifically. I believe it's about 340 different varieties of hummingbird species out there between North and South America. And they can go anywhere from Alaska to the southernmost tip of South America. So they have a wide variety of styles. To be honest, there's really about 15 to 20 different varieties of hummingbirds that we will be able to see in the U.S., okay? Now, we kind of think, like, what are they looking for? How do they choose different flowers? Well, they see color better than we do when they're out there. It's really extended well beyond the ultraviolet spectrum, so they can see very far, very clear, all different colors. And their eyes adapt to see warm shades better than cooler shades. So warm would be a brighter color, right? So it's easier for them to find orange, yellow, red flowers. So look for those colors, as we all kind of know these things. When you look at a hummingbird feeder, they're mostly red. The liquid that you put in them is usually red. But they will look at orange, yellow, and red flowers. And it's one of those things. It's not really about the color to the hummingbird. It's actually about the how rich the nectar is versus the color. And again, like I said, they have this great memory. They're going to remember which plants are going to give them more than others. Right? So, how can we really attract them to our yard? Now, planting plants with those colors is a great one. Okay. Using red, oranges, and yellow. Red is its number one. It does love red colors. But red, orange, and yellow are great ones. A lot of you already know this, but sugar water is a great way to bring the pollinators to your feeder. It doesn't always have to be red. It just needs to be made the right way. It needs to be one part sugar to four parts water, and you got to mix it thoroughly. You don't want to do any additions like a honey or a red dye or other additives. It's really just the sugar and water that's going to bring them to you. Always make sure you're cleaning those feeders and make them easy to find so they're out in the open, not just in hidden spots. And then make sure you give them a little bit of space. Hummingbirds can be aggressive towards others and they really don't like hanging around with people. So just some information about the hummingbirds. We'll touch base on this and more. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. At 76, Army veteran Danny Chauvin has found purpose in a deeply personal mission, providing free home repairs to widows, seniors, and single women throughout his Mississippi community. Grappling with grief and PTSD, Chauvin discovered that helping others eased his emotional burden. Armed with a toolbox, a truck, and an open heart, he completes small jobs that can make a big difference, fixing doors, repairing steps, and addressing household concerns that many residents cannot afford to handle. His neighbors call him the Honeydew Dude because of his skills and his compassion. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, you've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. We've been talking about hummingbirds because they are an important pollinator, and just talking about how to bring them to your area. Wanted to go on a few other topics with it, and then we'll wrap up about hummingbirds. But it's not just about feeders, putting feeders out for the hummingbird.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Now, one thing about a hummingbird is it is one that the male and female don't stay together. The male is for one part of this process. The rest of it is done by the female, right? It's really, the male is there for one thing, like I said, and then it's gone. They don't help with any nest building. They don't help with the babies. They don't help feed. It's all the mom, right? Literally, once the male is done, he goes off to find another female. So, it's just an odd behavior. What can I say? Male hummingbirds aren't that nice. Anyways, the hummingbirds, when they do come to visit, it can take some time. They might just fly in and fly out. Don't just say, all right, they've come and that's it. Keep feeding throughout the season, because some will stay in your area and you might see them more often. But if you're just like, oh, I'm going to put it out because the map that's out there says that the hummingbirds have come to my area, we'll continue to do that throughout the season so that they will stay. If you don't give them what they need, they're not going to stay. The other thing here is, think about a lot of times when the hummingbird hits New England where I am, and the flowers really haven't started blooming yet, and there's not a lot of color. So if we can attract them to a feeder and get them to stick around throughout the summer, when the beautiful flowers that have been produced from all the different flowers in our yard, the hummingbirds will stick around and not have to go as far. And so, you know, might be a great way to have hummingbirds for years is take care of it throughout the season. And then again, it's not going to happen right away. It's going to take some time. So really realize that when it comes to the hummingbirds. So just a cool animal and a great pollinator for a lot of our native plants, a lot of our different plants that are out there. And so it is important to know, you know, what they do, how to keep them in our area, and how we can help them. So just some kind of cool ideas behind hummingbirds. Now, we have a couple ways to get a hold of us. You can call us at 339-645-0201. Again, that phone number is 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone number, And then you can also email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we've got a few segments left in the show. Want to go over some things that we can do this winter, plus what we need to get ready for in the spring. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks has volunteered and restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R, Cars, on YouTube. Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Domestic fraud runs rampant and international intrigue comes to the boiling point with Trump's reaction to Iran. Discover the inside details on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number 339 845-645-0201. And if you missed any part of the show today, or you're looking to, you know, a previous show, you can download it anywhere you download your podcasts, whether it be on Spotify or Apple. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club. Each show is 2 hours, so it's about two episodes per. They come out Monday afternoons after the show airs over the weekend. And again, search for the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to find us and hear what you might have missed. Now, you know, where I am, it's going to get cold in the next week or so, and possible snow. And so makes me think of, you know, getting prepared again for winter, right? We've had a couple weeks here where it's been warm. We had a day that was, it was close to 50 here. I was down at a trade show in Baltimore, and it almost hit 60 while I was there. I felt like I should have been in shorts. But it's warmed up. We had a warm-up time, and it's like, all right, yeah, winter's getting over. But I've heard that it's going to get some cold temperatures, you know, this upcoming week in certain areas, possibly some snow, some cold rain into ice. And it makes me just think of the ice melt that we should be taking a look at. Again, I'm bringing this up now because it's later in the week in certain areas. And so you have some time to reach out to Natural Alternative. You can reach out. You can go to their website. You can call them. Their website is natural-alternative.com. And on their front page, you can click on where it says melt. And there's a number of options for ice melt. They have their Natural Alternative ice melt, and they have their CMA version of ice melt. I'm a big fan of the Natural Alternative ice melt. I use it every storm, so I don't have to worry about it. You know, the damage that can happen from a slip, trip, or fall is just, it can cost so much money and aggravation that getting the ice melt before a storm is the way to go. And so I wanted to make sure that you remember Natural Alternative has some options, and they will ship right to your door, right? So you don't have to go and get it. It ships right to your door, and you'll be able to use it. Whether you want to use it before the storm starts or as you have done the cleanup, that is up to you on how you want to work with it. But I will say both ice melts are awesome to use. I just personally use the Natural Alternative ice melt, okay? And this is a better option over rock salt, especially when it comes to your pets and your lawns and your gardens. Because the rock salt will actually have negative effects on your lawn, your garden, and in particular, your pet's paws. If you take a dog for the walk, or if in the area and you've used rock salt and it gets on there, it can really burn them. And so this Natural Alternative ice melt is safer for pets, the environment, and it was designed that way with them in mind. Okay? It will melt down to negative 16 degrees. Now, we might not always see negative 16 degrees, but that's about where it kind of cuts off. And it can be used, around all of these areas, driveways, sidewalks, whichever that you're going to use it. It would be one that you shouldn't use on newly cured concrete if you have it. The CMA version that I was discussing would be one that you would put on concrete that's at least 30 days old. It's a really cool mixture, and it does well for, like I said, the concrete that's only 30 days or older. If you've listened to us before, you know a lot about this ice melt. but it is one that you do not need to apply more to make it work better. More is not better here. You want to actually apply about 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So that is a 10 by 100 foot driveway. All right, so 10 by 100 foot driveway. Or it can be a 20 by 50 foot driveway. So they will say up to 8 pounds depending upon how thick the ice is, but it's 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you're not using a lot. A little does go a long way on this. If you're using it as a pre-treat, what it kind of does is makes it nice, like easy to clean up. It's not sticking. It's not causing damage. You just easily shovel it up and put it away. So I wanted to bring up the ice melt products. It is something that you could get before the upcoming storms in the next couple weeks. February technically is the snowiest month of the year. At least I know in New England. We've looked at it. I know that February can actually be the snowiest month. So there's more to come. So just get ready for it. And Natural Alternative has your options. While you're there, take a look at some of the products for this upcoming spring. You can look at your lawn items that you're looking for. And one of the cool things is they have a warm season fertilizer program and a cool season fertilizer program. So it's not just the northern part of the country here. It's all over. That cool season lawn program is for fescues, ryegrass, and bluegrass. The warm season is Zoysia, Bermuda, and St. Augustine type grasses. So it is for both areas. It's not just the northern part of the country. So take a look at there for this upcoming spring. We will dive more into that as spring gets closer and lawns start germinating and we're doing more with it. But do know that we're looking at a 5-application process. Possibly, depending upon where you are, could be more, right? We obviously don't want to over-fertilize, but 5 applications is something that I am a big proponent of when it comes to our lawn, okay? So you can find that information at natural-alternative.com. Again, natural-alternative.com. Great website. If you're looking for more information on each product, just click on it. There's tons of information, frequently asked questions. They also have what's called their Know and Grow Library. The Know and Grow Library has multiple different, like I would call them almost blog posts, but they're written with a lot more information. But it's all over different topics. So take a look and see what they might be able to help you out with on that part of their website. Now, what else is going on out there? It's not just snow. Like I said, we're thinking spring. When we think about spring and the new plants and everything that we're kind of looking at, we want to be prepared. The new seedlings that will start to grow in the next few months, we want to make sure they have the right potting mix, right? There is some good product mixes out there. Lots of different soils. They're popping up everywhere. There are all different soils with all different mixtures throughout. I've lost count of the different varieties of soil there are. When I was a kid, there wasn't a lot of different soil mixtures or potting mixes. There were a few. There are so many out there that it's hard for you to know which one is good, which one you should use. I'm going to tell you which one you should use. You should be using the Espoma potting mixes. Whether it be their potting mix, their seed starter, all the way down to their orchid, African violet, cactus mix, or bonsai mix. Those are great products to be using in your garden and to help prepare. They have a great seed starter soil. Their seed starter soil is meant for growing seedlings and cuttings. So it's not just seeds, it's cuttings as well. It's got a mixture of sphagnum peat moss and perlite with a yucca extract and lime to ensure that proper pH. They have mycotone, the blend of mycorrhizae in their soil as well. And this will help ensure new plants grow bigger roots and have faster growth. Again, like I said, for seed starting, leaf cuttings, but it helps enhance the root development and gets it in a mix that it's going to be easier for root development. So seed starter, like you said, it's a peat moss and perlite mixture, which means it's a very light mix. This light mix allows roots to develop easier, and it's not pushing through hard-packed soil. Now, I'm not saying we're not going to try and compact the soil a bit. We're going to make sure this soil, it does get wet before we use it. But it's going to hold the moisture in a different way than you would be putting something outside. Outside, you're going to have rocks, you're going to have clay, you're going to have debris, you're going to have different parts of native topsoil, some compost, etc. It's going to take longer for something to develop a root system in there.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The orchid soil, the succulent soil, the bonsai soil, every mix is a little bit different, but it's ideal for that situation. So keep it in mind when you go to pick out your soils this year. And we can take a break, and we'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. But if you have some questions, you can give us a call, 339-645-0201. We'll be back in a few.
Seconds of service.
Army veteran Tony Johnson plays a leading role in monthly food distribution events coordinated by the nonprofit Soldiers Angels. Each gathering provides roughly 75 pounds of groceries to veteran families in the Orlando area, many of whom are struggling with rising costs and limited resources. Johnson helps manage logistics, welcome attendees, and distribute goods with dignity and warmth. He sees these events not merely as charity, but as a way to build community resilience, ensuring veterans and their families know they're not alone.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3, U.S. only. See store online for details.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble, This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or late savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone line, and we can answer that question on air as well. Mentioned it a few times, but I'm really excited with all the new stations that...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Discussion of how we can fix different things in the yard, insect issues, disease issues, lawn issues, garden issues. We will be here to help you out with all of those. A lot of times in the winter months, it's hard to, you know, picture some of the ideas or some of the issues that you might have had. And so we talk a lot in the spring and during the summer about what we can do to help with major issues in your yard with insects and diseases. But again, I do want to say, you know, welcome to all the new stations. We have stations from Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Montana, Texas. I'm really excited that we have one in Texas, Tennessee, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Oregon. I mean, I am super excited that you guys are joining us to listen to what we can do to help you with the garden. That's really what I'm here for. Been in the agriculture industry since I was little. Family had a garden center and started working there when I was 6 years old to hang out with my dad. And, I mean, that was 1989 when we started. So you can do the math, figure out how old I am. But my dad started this, had this show for years, and I've taken over it after he passed and, continued the same way he was. He was a question and answer and helped others with their gardens. And that's what I'm here for. So if you have questions, always reach out to us. Email might be the best way to get a hold of us with it throughout the week. Our email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. So, love to hear from you. Love to be able to give you some answers to your questions and help you out. Great information today, if I do say so myself. I'm really excited about the new introductions into the garden centers, especially that bubble bath hydrangea. The bubble bath hydrangea just looks so cool. I'm a big fan of paniculata type hydrangeas and the white hydrangeas. I find that they kind of stay stronger where I am. But I'm really excited for these new introductions. You can find some of these at the Bloomin' Easy website. So the company's Bloomin' Easy. There's no G at the end of Bloomin'. Their website is bloomineasyplants.com to get some of these new introductions if you're looking for just to see what they look like. It's not just about the new introductions. They do have tons of different plants that are out there. And what's really cool is you can filter these by sun exposure, the zone that you're in, the different types of features, and the size. So lots more information, especially if you're looking for pollinator friendly and native to America, which a lot of us are. You can come up with, I mean, I'm looking at least 20 different varieties of plants that you can find out in garden centers that would be perfect for pollinators and native to North America. So really cool stuff. Hope to hear from anybody with questions. Feel free to always give us a call at 339-645-0201. Again, you can call or text that number. You can also email us, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And you can also visit our website at paulparent.com to get more information. We are rebuilding our entire website. We're working on our newsletter format. A lot of different things are changing in this upcoming year, so stay tuned for some of those updates. Not a lot of info right now at the moment on the website, but more to come on that. We are rebuilding and trying to get bigger out there for you guys. So again, thanks for everybody for listening. Welcome to all the new stations. I look forward to this. Till next time, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're there. This hour, I'll be joined by Rebecca Heinrichs. Man, there's a lot of international news to go over, and she's a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, a real sense of what's happening over in Davos. Mike Tobin in studio, a premier senior correspondent here at Fox News, but he's got another message about his journey up to Mount Everest. He's a great athlete, and you see it here with great endurance, and it's proven in his show that's now on Fox Nation. It's called Everest, The Journey to the Top of the World with Mike Tobin. Mike actually didn't just cover it, he actually did it. Although if you go cover it, you're actually doing it, so I guess he's doing both. Mike, we're going to get to Mike in just a second. Two things are happening today. All the U.S. healthcare CEOs are going to be on Capitol Hill. They're going to get grilled by Democrats and Republicans. Will they have answers about the cost of healthcare? Few issues resonate more with Americans. Number two, Jack Smith on Capitol Hill today. And believe me, there's Republicans are angry and Democrats who wanted to see him go through and put President Trump in jail. If Republicans aren't ready to do that battle, he is. He's whatever you think of him, he's a very competent attorney, so he's going to defend his practices, some of which seem indefensible. But first, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
After that woman was shot, I think, unfortunately, well, everything's unfortunate about it, right? But one of the real problems is now ICE are villains. And now people are looking at them like murderous military people that are on the streets of our city.
Well, that's what Joe Rogan thinks, but I think he's wrong. And if you are thinking that, it has a lot to do with your idiot mayor in Minnesota and your governor. Clashes with ICE not thawing in Minneapolis as they pick up the pace in Maine now. The story on fraud in Minnesota moves front and center. And also, fingers are beginning to point to the men and women in power. Yes, they're being investigated. I'll explain.
Number two.
2026 is in many ways is an election that will be defined as a referendum. 2028 is an election that will be a choice about how we're going to fight and build for the future.
Yep, campaigning like it's 2024. That's what Susie Wiles says President Trump will be doing beginning in Iowa this week. We have the latest on 26 and 28. And you just heard Rahm Emanuel, the former mayor of Chicago, thinking he's a presidential candidate.
Number one.
It's not entirely clear to me how it would matter practically, much difference it would make between that and what we have now. We have extensive basing rights in Greenland under a treaty reached in 1951 through NATO.
So what changes? Massive news emerging from Davos. Normally a sleepy economics meeting between the rich and famous was dominated by President Trump. His first he quells the uproar over Greenland with a big deal. We don't know the details yet. Now he has a board of peace, plus Gavin Newsom and Al Gore embarrassing themselves in the backdrop. Somebody who doesn't embarrass themselves ever, especially on camera, is Mike Tobin. Mike, welcome back.
Good to see you, pal.
Why are you limping? Why? What's with the crutches? What happened?
I broke my leg.
How'd you do it?
Walking the dog.
Really?
Just slipped on the ice. I did that dance you do when you slipped on the ice, and it ended poorly.
So, and especially you're a gymnast, right? I mean, I should be the one breaking my leg on the ice.
That's how it happened. And the break is at the top of the fibula, and then I've got a specialist who keeps putting me back together. And he took one look at the x-ray and says, is your ankle hurt worse? And I said, yeah, it does. And there's all kinds of ankle damage, so they had to sink a plate and some screws in there.
Wow. And when did this happen?
Just before Christmas, and I had the surgery a week ago.
And did you know it was broken right away?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My dog didn't. He was jumping on me. He thought, hey, we're rolling on the ground now.
Right. And did you were able to get home? Or?
Yeah. I was. Actually, I was up on a mountain path, and I was able to self-rescue, limp my way down. And call my wife.
Do you even take your dog on the mountain?
Yeah, sure. He loves it up there.
All right. I want to talk about Mount Everest, but I also like to get your impression from Chicago. You're just fresh off covering ice over in Chicago, and now you see the mayhem in Minneapolis and
right.
Even in Maine now. So
I was there when Rene Good was shot, and I think I broke that story. I was the first one on the air with it.
So you were actually watching this whole thing
watching it melt down, if you will. And they started reaching conclusions right away. It immediately went to the conclusion that it was an unjustified shooting. And then everyone, you see all the video, and people reach their conclusions that they reach the conclusions they want.
Right.
And all the parties.
What did you think?
Well, you see the car very clearly lunge toward that agent. And Jacob Frey
wanted... You hear it now. Now you hear him get hit.
Right. And Jacob Frey wanted to minimize the injuries to the ICE agent. But when you hear that, so the car made contact. So yeah. He got hit by that car.
Right.
It's not his job to judge how hard he's going to get hit by that car.
But the organization of people who are harassing ICE, cutting them off, boxing them in, she was part of that. There's no doubt about it. She took training, right?
And if you go back to when Border Patrol was in Chicago, Superintendent Larry Snelling was telling people that someone is going to get shot if you keep making these aggressive maneuvers with their cars. So right. He's not the oracle. He just saw... something that was obvious.
And the one thing that, this is what Joe Rogan said, and you had a little bit in the very open, cut 43.
After that woman was shot, I think, unfortunately, well, everything's unfortunate about it, right? But one of the real problems is now ICE are villains. And now people are looking at them like murderous military people that are on the streets of our city, and they're masked up, which is also a problem, right? Because if you get arrested by a cop, you're allowed to ask the cop, what is your name and badge number? And you could film that cop. If you get arrested by an ICE agent, you have no such right. They're wearing a mask. They don't have to tell you shit. That's a problem. That's a problem on our city streets, right? Because you could also pretend to be an ICE agent.
Oh, you could pretend to be a cop. So I don't know. Your thought about that point in terms of the sentiment? Do you think the sentiment is pervasive in these major cities that ICE are bad?
Well, the people who come out, they've already made their conclusion when they come out. And as it relates to the masks, I can't tell you how many protesters I've seen with masks on shouting at the agents to take your mask off. And the reason they cover their face is so no one figures out who they are and they don't have any consequence afterward.
Yeah.
Same motivation for the ICE agents. They get doxxed all the time. So that's been out in public for a long time.
Right. So how do you see this ending in Minneapolis, for example? For example, what is it like on the streets of Chicago now?
It has calmed down in Chicago. It still flares up from time to time. Immigration enforcement didn't leave Chicago, but certainly the Border Patrol guys, when they come in, they stir up a lot of controversy every time.
All right, so tell me about this special and on One Nation, on Fox Nation.
We're really proud of this, and it's unlike anything I've ever done at Fox News. I haven't done long format before. You know, the way you write, the way you deliver is all different, and the pictures really carry this thing. When you get up high, it's something, and obviously not all of you are going to go to Everest. And now you can see it, and you can see what it's like.
Why do you want to do it? Not so much the special, but actually the mission.
Why climb?
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, my dad checked out at 92 years old, and after he served in World War II, he raised 7 kids. He succeeded in business. He failed in business. And before he died, he told me, and it happens fast. And the things you want to do, the things you've been thinking about, you know, I'm almost 60 years old, do them. You're running out of time. Life happens fast.
Right. And that really resonated with you.
Yeah.
And so is this the first example of you taking on life this way?
No, I think I've always been doing it. Look at this job. I got in this job because I wanted the adventure.
You're in the middle of, every time we go to you, it's never typical, right? It's never like a magazine shoot, it's Spring Breakers. Yeah, it doesn't happen with Mike Tobin.
I like the adventure, but sometimes I feel like a wino drowning in Cabernet.
So here is Mike Tobin. You want to prepare this. You said you're preparing to go up with Adrian Ballinger.
Right.
So how did you, is there anything I should know before I roll the clip?
I don't know which clip you're going to roll, but.
Let's listen together then.
All right.
Cut 56.
So Alpenglow and I in 2012 developed what we call the rapid ascent system. We simulate altitude, reduced oxygen environments at home. And by people spending 6 to 8 weeks in those tents sleeping at night, we can reduce the length of an Everest expedition from 65 to 70 days to down to around 30 to 35 days.
Over time, the 8 hours or so that we spend sleeping in the tents allows our red blood cells to get used to the amount of oxygen that we'll be breathing here at altitude so that you can be more efficient and safe in the mountains.
It doesn't make it easier, but it makes it more attainable for more people who have busy lives.
Well, what that does, that there's a pump that feeds the tent and it increases the nitrogen in the air and crowds out the oxygen and tricks your body to think that you're at altitude. So you start kicking out more red blood cells. And then when we arrive, we go pretty quickly up to 17,000 feet. And to give you an idea, the tallest Colorado peak is 14,000 feet. Wow. So we're higher than any place you can get in the lower 48, just starting to climb.
Are you pulling your, because I haven't had a chance to see it yet. I was on location yesterday. Are you going up a path? Or are you actually doing things like where you're using your upper body and pulling yourself up cliffs?
There's a lot of vertical. Whenever you do a big mountain, there will be vertical obstacles. There's a big one is right at the beginning, the North Col. And if you go back, this is the route that George Mallory climbed, the guy who said, I'll climb Everest because it's there. And ultimately, he perished on the mountain. But that was his route. And the North Col, you start out with a difficult problem. In the first, I think the second or third time that the Mallory team attempted it, they lost 19 guys on the North Col. So that's almost pure vertical when you're going up the ice on the North Col.
I want you to hear more. Here's Mike Tobin and other climbers as they make the third step on the summit, to the summit, Cut 57.
Once I had cleared the second step, I knew the third step was not as difficult an obstacle. All the fear, all the anxiety that I had for a month laying in camp. Am I tough enough? Am I good enough? Is this going to work out? I looked at the summit cone and I said, I got this.
After we got to the last rocky part and you're just on the snow slope, it kind of started to hit me like, wow, this is happening.
Once I got above the third step and you could see the summit, I knew this was going to happen.
Right.
I've dreamed of turning the corner and seeing the north face of Everest for 10 years now.
So you want to bring some color to that? Why did you think the third step is easier?
Yeah, the third step is easier. The second step, also when it goes back to the George Mallory team, Conrad Anker, a famous climber, thinks that the Mallory-Irvine team never made it past the second step. No one really knows where they disappeared on the mountain. But the second step is the hardest. It does have ladders in there now. And once I was over, I've been reading about this since before I was a reporter. And so I knew about all the obstacles. And once I cleared the second step, that's when I turned to Piso Sherpa. And I said something too vulgar for your radio show, but it meant I got it.
Who's with you?
I was with just Piso Sherpa at that point. He and I kind of broke ahead of the other climbers.
And who's your shooter?
The shooter ran. There was a collection of guys on the mountain, particularly a guy named Griffin Mims shot a lot of what you see in this special.
While you're climbing, how much of you is as a producer, a reporter, and how much of you is just flat-out climber? Are you thinking to yourself, okay, I'm going to need a shot here. I'm going to need this shot. Are you thinking like that, or are you just thinking about doing the mountain?
I was thinking about that, but there's a lot of time when it's all you can do is climb.
Right.
So it's unfortunate because I do think that some of the best shots were missed. But what are you going to do?
Because your shooter has to climb, too.
Right.
Right.
Griffin shot a lot. A guy named Griffin Mims, who works for Alpenglow, he shot a lot of it. The guys on the team shot a lot of it. One guy named Tico Morales had his phone out on summit day quite a bit. And the pictures are really dramatic.
Right. And how do you feel now having done it?
You know, I think I'm still the same guy.
Right.
You talk with some athletes who win a championship, and they say, you know, now it's Tuesday. Let's move forward. What's next?
Yeah, that's how you feel. Okay. Well, maybe you see the show, you'll feel different.
Yeah, and I hope I inspire some other people. I hope, certainly hope to encourage people to support their veterans organizations, Mission 22 and a Chicago organization called Light the Line, supporting wellness of first responders. That sort of evolved during the climb, but I really like to make sure that the stunt I did on top of the mountain isn't hollow.
Got it. I want to find out more about that in a second. You have some more time?
You bet.
All right. A couple more minutes with Mike Tobin before we go. And at the bottom of the hour, we talk about what the president's doing overseas. He's already had his, his mission of peace. His peace council has been named. We're a lot of them there. 36 were signed on and 20 showed up in person. What it means for the UN, the reaction with no European allies involved yet. We'll talk about that as well as the Greenland deal. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show, a huge, huge news day.
Where big stories meet bigger conversations. Stay informed and energized with the Brian Kilmeade Show.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local Walmart and other fine stores.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An 8-year-old from the UK whose dreams to become a firefighter came true makes today's Dean's List. Elliot lives with a rare genetic condition that affects only a few children worldwide and causes neurological damage over time. He's nonverbal, but through other ways, he has let his family know how much he loves the world of firefighting. His face lights up whenever he sees anything that has to do with being a firefighter. So with the help of Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Derbyshire Fire and Rescue, Elliot got to be a firefighter for a day. He was able to meet all of the first responders, got a tour of the station, rode on the fire engine, and held a water hose, which was his favorite part. The joy on his face and the little happy dances he did throughout the day conveyed all of his enthusiasm. The Derbyshire Fire and Rescue Team say it was a privilege to make Elliot's wish come true, and seeing his strength, bravery, resilience firsthand was an inspiration to everyone. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest somewhere in the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that got this. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Health Call for Health. Exercise could be as effective as medication at reducing symptoms of depression. That's according to the latest research by the Cochrane Collaboration, which finds exercise can improve neurotransmitter function, such as serotonin, dopamine, and endorphins, essentially mirroring some of the effects of antidepressants. The review included an evaluation of 73 randomized controlled trials, including nearly 5,000 people with depression, many of whom also tried antidepressant medications. The researchers concluding that exercise was as effective as pharmacological treatments or psychological therapies. The lead author of the review says the findings suggest exercise appears to be a safe option for helping with depression, but also notes this suggests exercise works well for some people, but not for everyone, and finds approaches that individuals are willing and able to maintain is important. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Fox News is a big part of who I am, so I hold the flag up. Take a photo moment at that point.
On the summit, Mike did 22 push-ups in recognition of the number of veteran suicides reported every day.
Really what I wanted to communicate is that we are so deep in the death zone. I'd really like to reach a troubled first responder or veteran and just communicate the message that someone cares enough to take the time to do that. And so that's what the 22 push-ups were all about.
That is so cool. And that's part of the foundation that you're raising money for, right?
Right. Well, raising money now for Mission 22.
Yeah.
And there's a Chicago organization called Light the Line, which was dedicated to the memory of Ella French, a Chicago police officer killed in the line of duty. And we did the premiere the other night in Chicago, and Carlos Yanez showed up. And he was with Ella French the night she was killed and shot, I think, four times. One of the bullets went through his eye, and he survived. And he's now dedicated himself to the wellness of his fellow officers. And a wonderful woman named Betsy Shepherd put that whole event together.
So, Mike, you get to the summit, and you did 20, you get to the top, and you do 22 push-ups right there. But can you tell me the feeling you had?
The feeling I had was that I overcommitted. I started doing the push-ups. I don't know if I can make 22.
Really?
But,
yeah,
they weren't maybe they weren't the tidiest push-ups you ever see, but I got all 22. And the world record, I found out later, is 31.
So what was it like going up with an expert like Adrian?
It's kind of comforting. You know, when you're with a guy who removes some of the doubts. He's climbed it without oxygen. Only about 400 people have ever climbed Everest without oxygen, and 200 of them are Sherpa. And so Adrian he's an expert. He knows the mountain. So working with someone like him and the pre-acclimatization removes some of the doubt. You still think you're going to die most of the time. You look at camp and you think, that's it, tomorrow I'm dying.
Right. Yeah. You came across a body.
About four.
Four bodies.
On the way to the summit. And they still can't get. They're using drones now to get some of the bodies that are up there, but it's still too much. And having been up there, I understand there's no way you could go up there.
Do they know who they are? Their families?
They know who some of them are. And a lot of them, because they know that this person disappeared on the climb. The guy who's at the second step is known as Green Boots. And they're unraveling the mystery of who he is. They think he was an Indian climber who disappeared on Summit Day back in the 1996 disaster.
So, can you picture what it was like to be the first one to climb Mount Everest?
That would be something. It's different, though, because the amount of doubt you have on a route that's already been climbed, if you haven't climbed it before, if no one's climbed it before, you don't really know what's ahead of you.
Yeah.
So those guys, I'll never match that kind of courage.
So I want to talk about Chicago before we go. I did not know this. I mean, we had the same thing with the Jets and Giants. They're going to move. They're going to sell. New England Patriots going to move to Connecticut. It's to get a better deal, perhaps.
Sure.
Do you think the Bears, there's a chance the Bears might be leaving Chicago?
You know, I don't have evidence to support this, but I say, no way, it's never going to happen. They're not going to be the Gary Bears.
Right.
But Governor Braun, right away, as soon as he saw a chink in the armor, said, come on, come to Indiana. Those guys, a professional sports team brings a host of jobs with them.
Yeah.
Down to the restaurants and the parking guys. And, you know, and you think about the mayor of Chicago saying that he wants to support minorities and wants to support poor people. What's the one thing a poor guy needs? It's a job.
Yeah, I know.
Fight for those jobs.
So he says, I don't want to put money into a stadium. But usually cooperation, there's a cooperative situation.
Just strike a deal.
Right.
They talk about moving to Arlington, which is a suburb of Chicago. It's not going to happen. I just believe it's not going to happen. They're the Chicago Bears. And they had a great season, by the way.
Unbelievable. And then what a quarterback. I don't know if there's anybody with a more promising future than Caleb Williams.
It's awesome. And, you know, you talk about people who have heart attacks shoveling snow.
Not yet. Mike Tobin, get better quick. Congratulations.
Thanks, pal.
Check out his Fox Nation special right now.
Isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history, from the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom, the ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with host Johnny Knoxville, who I joined on set in Vancouver for Fox's reboot series, Fear Factor, House of Fear.
I
want to start with you hosting this show because it's so perfect.
It does work because, you know, my previous day job.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came into this, I thought maybe I'm going to be agitating the contestants more to rile them up, but I found myself trying to support them more.
The Face Your Fears reboot has 14 contestants competing for $200,000 and living in one house.
A lot of people are carrying things over that happened in the house into the challenges.
What do you tell the contestants? How do you coach them in terms of overcoming their fears? How do you help them?
It's like when I started coaching my son's baseball team when they're little. They didn't even know how to throw. And at that point, I did not know how to tell them how to throw because it's just something I did. It wasn't great advice. I'm like, just do it.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought, live and let die, it's not the easiest title around. But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, Ian Fleming, original actual book rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You got a chance, you got a chance. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. For more than 10 days, a manhunt for the person responsible for killing an Ohio dentist and his wife gripped the community, and now the woman's ex-husband has been arrested and charged with murder. Police say 39-year-old Monique Tepe and her husband, 37-year-old Spencer Tepe, were shot sometime between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. December 30th in the upstairs of their home in Columbus. Their two kids and Golden Doodle were unharmed. Michael David McKee, a 39-year-old doctor from Chicago, and Monique's ex-husband was arrested over the weekend. The two were married for about 2 years before divorcing in 2017. Almost a week after the Tepes were killed, police released surveillance video showing a person of interest walking down an alley near the couple's home. Columbus investigators say they tracked a vehicle that went to the couple's neighborhood and then Illinois and identified McKee as the owner of the car. Police have yet to identify a motive for the murders. The murders came a month for the Tepes' five-year anniversary. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, we're just monitoring what's going on with Jack Smith. He's testifying now, getting his butt kissed by Democrats, and Republicans are skewering him the best they can. And he just looks so disappointed he wasn't able to put Donald Trump in jail. What a shame. Joining us now is Nate Marsh, running for GOP nomination for the Senate in Kentucky to replace Mitch McConnell. He's got some tough sledding to do. Daniel Cameron, popular attorney general, did not win last time and run for governor. And Andy Barr is also running, but he got a big shot in the arm yesterday. Welcome back, Nate, because Elon Musk is in your corner, right?
That's right, Brian. We're so enthusiastic and grateful. Elon Musk, as reported, donated $10 million to a super PAC that would be helping our campaign. We had a fantastic meeting with Elon, and I think he got excited about the way that we've been talking about our senior senator and contrasting Mitch McConnell's record. And I think he also saw someone in the race that's an outsider, a business guy, an entrepreneur, and somebody that can go to Washington and shake it up and bring the kind of change we need in D.C.
So when's your primary?
May 19th.
All right, so you got 3 months to make some gains and separate yourself. But as you know, people think, well, Kentucky's a red state. Well, you got a Democratic governor. What did Andy Beshear do to win over Kentuckians, and what can you learn from that, if anything?
Well, I think it's a reflection of how poorly Daniel Cameron performed as a gubernatorial candidate. He lost by almost 6 points in a state that Donald Trump carried by 30 points. And that's why, again, I think we've got to have an outsider. We've got to have a business guy. These career politicians like Daniel Cameron and Andy Barr, these are the folks that let down our country. These are the folks that run our country off a cliff. And President Trump has proven that we've got to have job creators, business people, people that don't need the job and don't need the money. And I'm in this race to fight, and we're going to win come May 19th.
How would you be different from Mitch McConnell, who has been leadership for decades?
I mean, Ryan, how much time do you have? I mean, we could go on and on for hours. I think the biggest thing is, Mitch McConnell's been in that seat for over 40 years. He's been on every side of every issue. And I think most alarmingly, he stabbed our president in the back over and over again and continues to thwart his agenda. And we've got to have somebody that's going to stand with President Trump 100%, have the president's back, and get rid of things like the filibuster. You know, one of the things that I think is preventing things like the SAVE Act from happening is we've got people like Mitch McConnell that will not get rid of the filibuster. And the Senate is not some museum. It's not some gentleman's place. We know the Democrats, the moment that they take back power, they're going to get rid of the filibuster and they're going to jam all this stuff that's going to ruin our country. And we got to move so quickly to enact President Trump's agenda. And we've got to get rid of things like the filibuster.
But aren't you concerned that they're just going to, if they take power, and eventually Democrats will always take power, just like Republicans will take it back, it'll be head-snapping change. Everything will be undone immediately. That act that you just talked about, the Voter Integrity Act, of the SAVE Act, is going to be changed right back. Unless you have the filibuster. Without Joe Manchin, without Sinema, you would have had two more states. You would have probably got rid of the Electoral College.
I mean, Brian, we got to get while the getting's good. We got the opportunity to get this stuff passed, to get it done immediately. President Trump has called for an end to the filibuster for good reason. We may not have another opportunity like this again. And the Democrats have already told us they're going to do this. They're going to do this regardless of what we do, Brian. So that's why we've got to get so tough. We've got to act now while we have the political capital. We have the winds at our back. And we have the mandate to do this from the American people. And we've got to let these rhino Republicans get out of the way so we can act change and we can get rid of the filibuster and get done what President Trump wants.
All right, so May 19th will be the primary. We're speaking with Nate Morris, running for GOP nomination for the Senate. So do you believe you're going to get Donald Trump's endorsement?
You know, Brian, we're going to fight hard every day. We're fighting for every inch here in Kentucky. You know, I'm a business guy. I'm not a career politician. Never been in politics before. So I'm introducing myself to the people of Kentucky every day, shaking as many hands, going to as many places as we can, and trying to engage folks to show how we're going to be the right senator. And I believe that we would be so fortunate to earn the president's endorsement. I believe we're the most MAGA candidate in the race. We're with the president 100%, especially on things like the filibuster, especially on things like immigration. And we have not contradicted ourselves like our opponents. You know, my opponents, you know, blame him for January 6th. They've done everything they can to stand with people like Mitch McConnell. And I think ultimately we would be so honored to earn the president's endorsement.
So Governor Gretchen Whitmer is probably going to run for president, too. She was pretty honest in saying there's a little bit problem with the Democratic messaging. Cut 33.
Democrats are a big tent. We want everyone to be successful. It's not picking and choosing. It's not a zero-sum game where I only win if you lose. Everyone can get ahead. And that's got to be our mindset. And that's why I'm a Democrat. Sometimes maybe our message is too obtuse for people. And we have to really have those interactions that where people feel like, yeah, you matter too.
Wait a second. There might be too obtuse for people? I don't even know what their argument is.
Brian, I tell you, I think it's really simple. I think, you know, my friend Charlie Kirk, who I'm so proud that we were Charlie's final endorsement before the tragedy that happened in September. You know, we used to talk about this all the time. This is not about Democrat versus Republican anymore. This is good versus evil. And it's really clear. If you want to move the country forward, if you want to save America, if you want to provide prosperity and the American dream, there's one way to do that. And the Republican Party, and that's with President Trump's leadership. And that's why we're going to fight so hard when we get to the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, I guess we're going to see what's going to happen. So the president's going to start. We know J.T. Vance is going to go to Ohio. Today's first going to go to Minneapolis. And the president goes to Iowa, where a lot of the numbers don't look good, even in Iowa, for Joni Ernst's seat. What kind of political headwinds do you think Republicans are facing in the midterms, besides history?
Well, you know, this is something that a trend that happens with every midterm. But I believe President Trump is going to fight so hard. I mean, Susie Wiles has been very clear about this. The president's going to campaign just like he did in 24. And we know when the president's out on the stump, there's nobody that can beat him. And I believe that's why we're going to have a great midterm. He's going to go full bore to make sure that we get this done for the House, for the Senate, and we can continue the MAGA agenda for another 2 years to finish out his presidency. So I have all the faith in the world that the tides are going to turn and we're going to be victorious come this fall.
I'm watching the unemployment still historically low at around 4 or 5%. We're watching GDP 4.4, 4.5%, expected to be 4.3. These are huge numbers, right? Steady on the unemployment and huge on the growth. So if I was to tell you, Nate, with your economic background, why do working class and middle class feel as though they are still America is still not as affordable as it was. What would you do to make their reality more palatable and maybe get their vote?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, Brian, as you know, we've been cleaning up a mess from Joe Biden and all the inflation that he put on this country. And thank goodness for President Trump to stop this inflation, to get our economy moving again. But, you know, we're still cleaning up a lot of his mess. And I think working class folks like my family, you know, Brian, 19 of my family members worked in an auto plant. I come from generations of auto workers that build trucks and cars for a living. And when things like NAFTA and things like China entering the WTO, it was people like my family that got hurt. And I see their pain every day that they're having to fight against all this inertia that was put on us from Joe Biden. But I think it's getting control of our border, which we've done. It's making sure every illegal goes back. I believe immigration impacts every economic aspect of America today. The people that are employing illegals, the people that are overrunning our healthcare system, overrunning education. So I think the president has been so fantastic in sealing the border. Now we got to make sure all these illegals go back. And Brian, I know we talked about this the last time I was here. That's why I've called for a full moratorium on any new immigration until every illegal goes back. We're absolutely full as a country, and they've all got to go back where they came from.
All right, Nate Morris, best of luck. He's going to be in a primary up May 19th against Daniel Cameron and Andy Barr. And Nate Morris is, as you just heard, endorsed by Elon Musk as well as Charlie Kirk. Nate, thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Great to be with you.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Listen closely. If your retirement funds include an IRA or 401k, this matters right now. The stock market is at an all-time high. The dollar is under pressure. Interest rates are heading down. And leading economists are warning that the global financial system is changing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now to get your free gold investment guide, valued at $49, plus your free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Investors across America are turning to gold and silver with Advantage Gold. Right now, silver is flashing a signal you can't ignore. Silver prices have been rising sharply, and history shows when silver moves, it can move fast. Learn more before this window closes. Call 800-900-8000 right now to get your free precious metals rollover kit. Find out about a tax and penalty-free rollover in 2026. Gold and silver can surge when the economy shifts, and they don't wait for permission. Results may vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man on Long Island, New York, is accused of lying in wait at his estranged wife's home before killing her with a lethal cyanide mix that seared her lungs. Prosecutors in Nassau County, New York, say 53-year-old Asif Qureshi busted into his former home after his estranged wife, Alina, left to drop the couple's kids off at school on October 17th. When she returned, they say he jumped from the shadows and suffocated her by putting a rag soaked in cyanide to her mouth, searing her lungs as she took her last breaths. The prosecutors then says Qureshi left her body out for the children to discover. The couple's 17-year-old daughter received a phone call that afternoon telling her her mother never picked up her little sister from school, sending cops to the family home. Police tied Qureshi to the scene thanks to surveillance video, and he was arrested October 23rd. Last week, he pleaded not guilty to the murder. He'll be back in court February 18th. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ash.
Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with host Johnny Knoxville, who I joined on set in Vancouver for Fox's reboot series, Fear Factor, House of Fear. I want to start with you hosting this show because it's so perfect.
It does work because, you know, my previous day job.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came into this, I thought maybe I'm going to be agitating the contestants more to rile them up, but I found myself trying to support them more.
The Face Your Fears reboot has 14 contestants competing for $200,000 and living in one house.
A lot of people are carrying things over that happened in the house into the challenges.
What do you tell the contestants? How do you coach them in terms of overcoming their fears? How do you help them?
It's like when I started coaching my son's baseball team when they're little. They didn't even know how to throw. And at that point, I did not know how to tell them how to throw because it's just something I did. It wasn't great advice. I'm like, just do it.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Signed an executive order to bring back mental institutions and insane asylums. We're going to have to bring them back. Hate to build those suckers. Democrats in New York, they took them down, and the people live on the streets now. That's why you have a lot of the people in California and other places, they live in the streets. They took the mental institutions down.
So the President of the United States was talking wistfully about mental institutions, and because they were so poorly run in the 70s, they basically banned them. And now we're dealing with so much crime from people who are mentally ill on the streets, he wants to bring them back. Not to warehouse people, but to be able to deal with people. It's not fair to them either, and a lot of the homeless population has mental, has some type of mental illness on the street. A lot of it stems from maybe drug use that you can rehab people from. The other thing is you got to protect them and their family members. How many times with mental abuse you've seen this thing with Rob Reiner's son? Guy's in schizophrenic medication. Maybe he should have been institutionalized, but where? Against his will. So the president wants that conversation to come back, and I thought it's another executive order, more of saying, I'm going to do a lot in my first year. He's doing a ton. So they are doing something very unique in Washington. We know about the lockout that took place in the fall, right? And they weren't able to get things done in regular order, so they wanted to extend the negotiation. Instead, they shut it down. And then when they brought it back, they said, January 30th is a new shutdown. Do you know what they're doing now? They're actually passing things on regular order. I think they got 5 or 6 appropriations bills done. They got to get up to 12, but they are making great progress. Why? Because a lot of the stuff's not controversial. You know, you sit there with Democrats and Republicans, not everything is controversial. They're actually working together on a lot of things, and the majority is so slight in the House, especially just one person advantage when the breakup of these committees. But the other thing that Democrats are trying to do, they're not going to pass the Homeland Security portion of the funding if they don't have reforms or abolish ICE. One Democrat is standing up and saying, I am not buying into that. It's the one that Donald Trump pardoned, Congressman Henry Cuellar. Listen to him with Bill Malusian, Cut 35.
How do you plan to vote on the DHS funding bill?
I will be supporting, but every member has to vote their district.
What pushed you to yes?
Some of the oversight provisions that we put. Well, I mean, nobody pushed me. We got there. We negotiated. It's not everything we wanted. We wanted more oversight. But look, Democrats don't control the House. We don't control the Senate or the White House. But we were able to add some oversight over Homeland.
So, look, he's very strong on the border. He can't believe the border's sealed. Donald Trump pardoned him. He was being targeted and primaried by the Democratic Party. One thing Donald Trump did is if it wasn't for Henry Cuellar, that would be a Republican seat. But he's got such a good reputation in the area. Democrats tried to destroy him and his wife. So when Donald Trump pardoned him, he thought he might be a Republican, but he did not do that. Here's a Democrat saying why she's going to vote no. Let's not fund Homeland Security. Cut 37. This is Sarah McBride.
I think Americans across the political spectrum are disgusted by what they have been seeing from masked ICE agents around the country, including particularly what we saw in Minneapolis. I cannot in good conscience vote for legislation that funds the Department of Homeland Security as they continue to engage in what is essentially paramilitary activity on American streets.
No, they have to move without cops. They move a lot different when they have support, like in New Orleans, because Louisiana supported them. But they got to move quick, and they got to go with great numbers, because no cops can help, and they certainly don't provide the investigation and the limitations by the law. They're federal troops, an operation that is laudable. So Chief Mark Brulee is also a critic. He's with Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. So he says he has a problem. He has a problem, by the way, ICE is operating. Cut 40.
In Brooklyn Park, one particular officer that shared her story with me was stopped as she passed ICE going down the roadway. When they boxed her in, they demanded her paperwork, of which she's a U.S. citizen and clearly would not have any paperwork. When she became concerned about the rhetoric and the way she was being treated, she pulled out her phone in an attempt to record the incident. The phone was knocked out of her hands, prevented her from recording it. The officer had their guns drawn during this interaction, and after the officer became so concerned, they were forced to identify themselves as a Brooklyn Park police officer in hopes of slowing the incident and de-escalating the incident down. The agents then immediately left after hearing this, making no other comments, no other apologies, just got in their vehicles and left.
So that's an incident. I'll go by what he said. I'd love to hear the pushback on that. But if you see what they do and the horrible people they're picking up, knowing that they let 350 hardened criminals out of prison, Waltz and this guy Jacob Fry, and now it's up to ICE to round them up in 0-degree temperatures while being harassed by Minnesotans getting paid to do just that on the premise they're pleasing their mayor and governor, who are poor excuses for a human being. Here's Jason Hauser, though. He's on MS Now, former chief, ICE chief of staff, Cut 42.
I must say I've talked to dozens, if not hundreds, of state local law enforcement, as well as keep in touch, you know, all the time with my former colleagues. Any officer, former or current, that I hear from, the sort of how this is being carried out, no one sees as sort of in the public safety interest. And we're starting to see the outcomes of that in our community. It is starting to personally affect not just migrants, but our communities, because of whether it's political opportunism or whether it's sort of quota arrest targets, whether it's just sort of driving fear as sort of a deterrent to kind of stop individuals from seeking asylum or coming to our country in our immigration system. ICE was not built to oversee 14 million.
But can I ask you about the human
immigration docket?
So they have, let me see, they've arrested 3,000 in the last 3 weeks, illegal immigrant criminals, and 10,000 overall in Minneapolis alone. Now they're fanning out to Maine, where I think the population is, maybe they told me, 15%. Most of the rest of the stuff is woods. But they got this huge corruption issue and huge illegal immigrant issue, mostly from, drumroll please, Somalia. So you want to ridicule the people tasked with trying to gather up 9 million people, and there might be some people on the side that get scooped up in it, but ultimately, if they're here legally, they haven't committed a crime, they'll be kicked right back where they belong. That is just what happens. And if you want to be a sanctuary city, then you got to have to deal with three times as many ICE and border agents than everybody else. It's pretty clear. When it comes to Minneapolis, the fraud is huge. There's 74 people have been convicted, 85 charged. I think 97% are Somalis. The one white woman who's doing jail time for stealing millions, got a Porsche and got all these pictures of her with lavish stuff. She's actually speaking to our own Alexis McAdams, at which time she's saying that there's no way the mayor and governor didn't know all about this as the money cascaded in. They knew all about it, and the attorney general. And guess who set up the whole food program that was so abused? Congressman Ilhan Omar. I don't know if she knew about it, but how could she not? If you actually shepherd in a program and it's got your name on it and your signature underneath it and you are the author of it, and then it becomes the most abusive program in Minnesota history, how could you not be blamed? Or how could you allow that to happen? Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Keep it here.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well,
I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Thanks to a very nasty storm, 12,000 flights have been canceled all across America so far this weekend, and authorities say the storm will likely to continue having a terrible effect on the country as this storm just gets worse and worse. The storm threatens to knock out power for several days and make traveling a nightmare. Stranded by winter weather, here's correspondent Julie Walker and what the airlines might owe you.
Bad weather like the winter storm happening now can derail even the best laid travel plans. When that happens, U.S. airlines must provide refunds for canceled flights. If winter weather is expected, airlines might also allow you to postpone your trip without fees. If your flight is canceled, airlines usually rebook for free, but availability can be limited during peak times, like right now when there are thousands of cancellations. I'm Julie Walker.
More bloodshed in Minnesota Saturday. Authorities say a 37-year-old man who was heavily armed has been shot and killed by ICE officers after he refused to put down his weapon. In this year's midterm congressional races, Republicans are hoping to hold their majority in the House. GOP Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Michigan says the economy will play a huge role in the midterms.
I think Americans vote with their pocketbooks, and with the work that we've done in the working families tax cuts, I think people are going to see real relief. They're already seeing some real relief, but we are going to continue to dig out of this disastrous mess that Joe Biden and the Democrats left us.
McClain, who is chair of the House Republican Conference, was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
On Wall Street, stocks finished a zigzag kind of week full of tariff threats and cancellations. They finished with a very quiet and tentative close. S&P 500 barely changed Friday and notched its second straight week with just a very modest loss. More action against Ottawa. We have more now on that story. Correspondent Donna Warder explains this growing tension between the two countries.
President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 100% tariff on goods imported from Canada if it goes ahead with its China trade deal. Trump said on a social media post Saturday that if Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney thinks he is going to make Canada a drop-off port for China to send goods and products into the United States, he is sorely mistaken. Donna Warder, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. On Capitol Hill, the House approving legislation this week that would extend expired health care subsidies for those who get coverage through the Affordable Care Act. The tally, 230 to 196. Economist Steve Moore believes there are solutions to surging health care costs.
The health care costs have doubled, almost tripled since we passed, remember, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. It's been a total disaster. It's driven up costs. And I love Trump's message. And this is something he's ripping off something we've been saying. Put the money into the hands of the consumers and let them decide how they want to buy their health care.
That measure now goes through the Senate. Major auto recall, Toyota announcing it wants to take a look at and make corrections on 160,000 pickups in the U.S. after it was discovered the vehicles and multimedia displays might compromise driver safety. More on these stories at Town Hall.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi everyone, from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, which is going to be buried in snow. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Probably everybody listening to me right now, almost everybody, outside a huge listening audience in Florida, is going to get hit by snow. I mean, you're talking about Texas, you're talking about North Carolina, all the way up the coast through Virginia. Mark Thiessen standing by. We have Shervin Pishore, an Iranian American entrepreneur. Talk about what's happening as we send, in the president's words, an armada to Iran. We don't know if we're going to use it or not. Let's get to the big three.
Number three.
Do you think we are close to the final 10% of this deal? Do you think this will get done the next few weeks?
The final 10%, I don't know about the next few weeks, but I know we've made more progress, according to the Ukrainians, more progress than in the last 3 or 4 years.
Really? I'm more concerned about the Russians. Maybe Steve Witkoff should focus on the Russians, but he was in Moscow. Let's hope he's right. Trouble spots, front and center, Ukraine and Iran. How both will be confronted within 2 weeks, I'll explain.
Number two.
Do a lot of campaign traveling. Now, we're going to work hard. Whatever reason, it's a deep-down psychological reason. Sitting presidents don't seem to do well in the midterms.
It's not a psychological reason. I don't think anyone's really figured it out, except for the American people want balance, I guess. But the president's always been unorthodox and does things differently, and maybe it'll result in success here. 11 months to the midterms, and the president will have a laser eye on the economy. While polls are down and the economic figures are sky high, from the GDP to the stock market, and the numbers are unbelievably low when it comes to crime. how Trump could possibly bridge the disconnect in Buck history.
Number one.
There's some hope, some reason to think that there's going to be better cooperation in the weeks and months to come. These people are going to step up and actually ask the cops to protect our ICE officers when they're being assaulted.
I would think so, but I don't. But I doubt it. J.D. Vance going over to Minneapolis to try to calm people down. ICE is not going anywhere, people, and Minneapolis better get used to it. The temperature's got to come down. I thought the VP did a good job yesterday. He's doing this. This is, we learned that crime in America is at a 100-year low in certain categories and has a lot to do with ICE's success and 2 million people self-deporting, a lot of which are illegal immigrant criminals because they know the president's coming for them. Mark Thiessen joins us now, Washington Post columnist, Fox News contributor, AEI fellow. Great to see you. Great to hear from you, Mark.
Great to be with you, Brian.
First off, let's begin with what you hear from Russia. Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, along with one of the newest members of the brand new Board of Peace, go and visit Vladimir Putin. And one thing they released that was kind of interesting, they say Vladimir Putin sincerely is pushing for this peace effort. Do you believe it?
No. Vladimir Putin isn't sincere about peace. He doesn't want peace. He wants Ukraine. I mean, we've now gone for a year of trying to convince Vladimir Putin to end this war. The Ukrainians have agreed to pretty much everything we've asked them to do, so starting with, you know, an immediate ceasefire and going through now. They're even, you know, willing to make certain territorial concessions. We've got an agreement that's 90% there in terms of deal. The only thing that's outstanding is really that Putin is not willing to accept the security guarantees for Ukraine. Well, why would you not accept security guarantees for Ukraine if you plan to have a permanent peace? Because you plan to start the war as soon as Donald Trump leaves. And he's not willing to allow those security guarantees in. And, you know, they had a deal right between the week between Christmas and New Year. Trump was absolutely convinced that he had a deal with Putin, that he spent time on the phone with Putin, talked to him. Putin was agreeing to everything he said. And he basically, what he did is he cornered Putin. And then Putin came up with this fake story about how Zelensky attacked one of his residences to blow up the deal.
Hey,
that doesn't tell
totally
you everything you need
yeah.
to know. It's completely fictitious, and Trump knew it was fictitious and was really mad at him, and rightly so. And at this point, it should be obvious that the obstacle to peace is Vladimir Putin, and we need this. We're never going to get him to come around unless we really put the screws on him.
Couple of things. They got this guy, Igor Kostyukov, and Kirill Dmitriev, who I think was the one who was the envoy meeting in Miami. He's going
yes.
there. And this is the exact quote. Putin underlined that Russia was sincerely interested. I know Jack Keane says the same thing as you. And Steve Witkoff, by the way, said, we're really down to one issue. So I don't know if that was the peacekeeping force. You know, I'm not sure what that was. Or is it the whole Donbas province, which he's not going to get. So I thought I thought about you when I saw some Zelensky speak yesterday. He has had it with Europe, almost like the president has. And here's what he said about NATO. Cut 20.
Europe needs to know how to defend itself. And if you send 30 or 40 soldiers to Greenland, what is that for? What message does it send? What's the message to Putin, to China? And even more importantly, what message does it send to Denmark? The most important, your close ally.
Right. He goes, you keep spending all your time trying to change Donald Trump. Donald Trump is happy who he is.
Yep.
And that's just it. I think he totally gets it.
Yes, 100%. Well, the idea that they sent 40 troops to hold off the United States military in Denmark was an embarrassment. Exactly right. And look, I think Trump has gotten the Europeans to come around on Greenland. We're going to have bases in Greenland. And by the way, everyone who says that, like, Trump is in Putin's pocket and that he's, you know, and all that loves Putin, wants to give Putin everything he wants. Do you think Vladimir Putin wants a massive U.S. military expansion in Greenland? He doesn't want that, because what are we going to do in Greenland? We're going to set up interceptors to shoot down his missiles so he can't threaten us with nuclear Armageddon. We're going to counter his ability to take over the Arctic, which he's been investing massively in. We're going to secure the Northwest Passage and the Arctic sea lanes that he wants to control. I mean, we're actually moving into the Arctic in a big way. That's the last thing that Vladimir Putin wants. The last thing Vladimir Putin wants is for NATO to spend 5% of GDP on defense. All the things that Trump is doing are things that Putin does not want. So, you know, I think NATO needs to, like, step up and put on their big boy pants and start spending on defense and taking the lead on security in Europe. I mean, Zelensky's right, and so is Trump.
Here is Zelensky after meeting with Trump. Cut 22.
President Trump loves who he is. And he says he loves Europe, but he will not listen to this kind of Europe. One of the biggest problems in today's Europe, though it's not often talked about, is the mindset. Some European leaders are from Europe, but not always for Europe. And Europe still feels more like a geography, history, a tradition, not a real political force, not a great power.
And it's almost like he's saying, look, I'm telling you what Russia's perspective are and the U.S. perspective. You guys are not players. You can scream, you can shout, you can urge, you can act, you can squawk, but no one's paying attention to you, not our enemies or not our allies.
Yeah, and we need them to step up, because as you can see from the we have troops now. We have a massive military deployment in the Caribbean to deal with the Maduro regime and the Venezuelan drug traffickers. We're steaming ships to the Mediterranean to deal with Iran. We've got to deter China in the Pacific. We don't have the resources to spend all of our time and resources focusing on Europe. We have an important interest there. We need to help them, but they have to step up and take the lead for security. It's been, you know, the Cold War ended in 1991. World War II ended in 1945. Like, at what point is Europe going to have primary responsibility for its own security? And the sooner they step up, the more willing the American people are going to be to back them up. But they've been hiding behind our skirts for 7 decades, and it's time for them to start taking the primary responsibility for security in their own hemisphere. And if they do, then the American people are going to be willing to play an important role. It doesn't mean we're getting out. It's just we need to play the supporting role in securing Europe, not the primary role in securing Europe.
No, I hear it too. And by the way, Latvia says the damage might be permanent between us and the United States and NATO. Really? That's big of Latvia. Do you really think that anyone but the Americans are going to protect Latvia? Serbia said the same thing. Some damage is done because of the threat of going into Greenland. Really? You're actually taking a stand against America. And then I hear the Canadian said we have to, well, one of these European countries says we have to have a substitute for the American nuclear umbrella. Good luck. Who's stopping you? Go form your own armed forces. Protect yourself. That'll be a huge relief for us.
Look, everybody said this whole, like, you know, every time Trump is president, they would start whining about how he's threatening the NATO alliance. So in the first term, you remember that he said, they asked him, are you going to defend NATO allies under Article 5 if they don't pay their 2%? And he said, no. And everybody set their hair on fire. The only European leader with a full head of hair these days is Rutte, because he's not setting his hair on fire every time the NATO
team, right,
like that. And what happened? They ended up, now they're spent, after pressure from Trump, they've added hundreds of billions of dollars to their defense budgets. They're all meeting their 2%, and they've agreed to go to 5%. He made NATO stronger by making that threat. Now it's the same thing with Greenland. Instead of engaging on the fundamental problem, which is the Europeans, they're not even investing in their own defense. How are they going to invest in securing Greenland? They don't have the money, right. They don't have the resources, they don't have the will, and the United States is the only country who can secure Greenland. And so instead of setting their hair on fire, say, let's sit down with the Trump administration and come up with a common plan to secure Greenland. And, you know, now I think we're finally doing it, but it's only because Trump made the threats that he did. So, you know, the NATO alliance is going to be fine. Trump is not the threat to it. The biggest threat to the NATO alliance is the unwillingness of the NATO allies to carry their weight in the alliance.
All right. I want you to hear the president on Iran. Cut 28.
You know, we have a lot of ships going that direction just in case. We have a big flotilla going in that direction. And we'll see what happens. We have a big force going toward Iran. I'd rather not see anything happen, but we're watching them very closely.
What do you think should happen? When we get there and they say, analysts say, they worry that if you know, what's next at that regime? Can you really get involved on the ground? What could we hit that would make a difference for the protesters who have been beaten and killed in massive numbers and jailed by the team terms of maybe 22,000?
Yeah, so here's the thing. Donald Trump understands he has to act in Iran because he said, he drew a red line. He said, if the Iranian regime kills thousands of protesters, they're going to pay a price. We're going to strike them militarily. They killed tens of thousands of protesters. He then said to the Iranian people, rise up and take your institutions. Help is on the way. If he doesn't follow through on those promises, America's credibility is absolutely destroyed on the world stage. And he understands that. And it would be if he does, and the people who are urging him to now sit down and negotiate with the Iranians, what they're doing is basically saying, why don't you be just like Barack Obama? Because what Barack Obama, remember when Barack Obama drew his red line in Syria? He said, if you use chemical weapons, there's going to be a price to pay and it's going to be military action. And the Syrians said, screw you. And they used chemical weapons 14 times on their people. And he didn't act. And he went and through Russia negotiated a deal for them to disarm of their chemical weapons, which they violated. That is what people are arguing that Trump should do now with Iran. He's not Barack Obama. He's not going to not enforce his red line and then negotiate a fake disarmament deal with the Iranian regime. So he's got one of the things I respect about Donald Trump is he does what he says. He said help is on the way,
right.
And I believe he's going
to
do it.
What are his options?
His options are to decapitate the regime. I mean, the options are to do what we did with Maduro, except from the air. I mean, take out the Ayatollah, take out the IRGC forces, take out their command and control, take out their missile capability, blow up that damn ICBM they just tested that could reach the United States, and let the Iranian people rise up, and then take their country back. And if the regime doesn't fall and some remnant comes in, then you do what we do, then you start dealing with the Iranian Delcy Rodriguez, and you say, okay, here's what you're gonna do. And if you don't do it, you'll suffer the same fate as the Ayatollah. And then you whack them. And if they don't, the next person who steps up, if they don't do what we tell them, we whack them. And we keep doing it until they capitulate. It's not, the reality is that we, and by the way, everybody who wants to say, I'm so sick of being tied up in the Middle East. We've been there for decades. Why are we in the Middle East? We got other problems in our hemisphere. We got China to deal with. The best way to pivot away from the Middle East is to get rid of the Iranian regime. Then we don't have to be there. Then we don't have to have tens of thousands of troops stationed in the Middle East. Then we don't have to have our aircraft carriers sitting there all the time. This is the solution to all of our problems. We're having trouble getting Hamas to disarm. You take away their patron in Tehran, and they've got nobody. It's going to make everything easier. So he's got to deal with this regime.
And you also got to deal. It also helps our situation with China because they're getting discount oil from Iran, mm-hmm. and they are providing exactly. missile defense. And by the way, exactly. according to Bill Gertz in the Washington Times, the DIA has told him that they have by 2035 they'll have 60 long range missiles, nuclear missiles. That's more than North Korea. So I'm pretty sure that's not going to stand. And this is like the only president we're guaranteed that would take that seriously because we watch too many other people try to negotiate. Mark, thanks so much. A lot going on.
Take care, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. We go inside the Iranian question in just a moment. The bottom of the hour with an Iranian-American entrepreneur and technical strategist with deep connections into that country. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade is breaking away from PlayStation starting on January 22nd, landing on the Xbox Series consoles and Nintendo Switch 2. It debunks the long-running rumor that the Remake series would stay exclusive to Sony. The 2020 game praised for its retelling of the story of Cloud Strife.
This is a one-time gig. When it's done, we're done.
And his freedom-fighting friends, Avalanche.
He's my bodyguard and a soldier. Pretty cool, huh?
For the right price.
Against the megacorporation Shinra, and also by changing the ending that many gamers knew from the first 1997 version of the game. For survival game, Karn is proving to be a hit after a free trial. The Game Bakers made game is being noted for its climbing over treacherous terrain in the midst of a storm and its resource-based survival. The simulation allows you to climb anywhere on Mount Tenzin and on release, Mount Kami. Adapt your posture, effort, and balance, and if you're not careful, you will fall. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
This is Fox on Justice. The footprint was small, but the fraud was enormous. According to the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Leah Foley, two Boston bodega owners turned a program designed to feed families into a multi-million dollar criminal enterprise.
The only thing convenient about these stores was how easy it was to benefit fraud.
Prosecutors say the men trafficked nearly $7 million in food stamp benefits. 74-year-old Antonio Bonner, a naturalized U.S. citizen originally from Haiti, redeemed $6.8 million in benefits starting in 2022. 21-year-old Saul Elisme, a legal permanent resident also from Haiti, redeemed more than $120,000 starting in May of this year. Both men are charged with a single count of food stamp fraud, arrested last month. The Trump administration is vowing a nationwide crackdown on fraud. Molly Line, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became prime minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. We get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You know, the U.S. is a year into the second Trump administration now, and a lot of people are suffering. And I'm wondering how you're feeling about things back home personally.
I don't like to kind of dabble too much into politics.
I've been asking a lot of the American players just how it feels to play under the American flag right now, and I'm curious how you feel. Sort of in the context of the last year of everything that's been happening in the U.S., does that complicate that feeling at all?
I don't think that's relevant.
There's a lot happening back home in the U.S. and kind of has been for a lot of the last year. And I'm just kind of wondering how you're feeling about all of it.
I don't know. I feel like whatever I say here is going to get put in a headline and it's going to get taken out of context.
Yeah, exactly. And that was just one reporter, thought to be from The Atlantic, who's just asking these tennis players at the Australian Open, which is like the World Series and Super Bowl for them, you know, can you say something bad against Trump? And I think everybody except Coco Gauff punted on that. And I love what John Isner, the tall guy, he said, I'm here to play tennis. That's a totally inappropriate question. Ask me about tennis. That's what you say. Unless you want to do that. But usually people, if they want to make those statements, they make the statements. They don't need a question from the press. I dedicate this match to all the ICE agents, or I dedicate this match to everyone fighting the ICE agents. So, you know, and by the way, if you listen to all the questions, it's there to rip Trump. They're not curious to see if they support Trump. We come back inside the Iranian situation as the protesters pay for them with their lives, for their families to get their bodies back. They have to pay for the bullets used to kill their loved ones. Do you believe that?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
As for Iran, everyone is waiting to see what America will do. And the world offers nothing, Europe offers nothing, and doesn't know, want to enter this issue as a supporter of the Iranian people and the democracy they need. But when you refuse to help the people fighting for freedom, the consequences return, and they are always negative. Belarus in 2020 is the example. No one helped their people, and now Russian or ethnic missiles are deployed in Belarus within range of most European capitals. That would not have happened if the Belarusian people had won in 2020.
It's such a good point. And Zelensky was on fire yesterday, and he's accurate. He was not only just talking about Ukraine. He was saying, look at how you look to the aggressors in this world, whether it's China or Russia. And Belarus overthrew Lukashenko. He lost the election. Lukashenko calls Putin. Putin helps him suppress the rebellion. And now he becomes a vassal state of Russia, and they're used as a staging area in Ukraine. It's all related. Now, he calls him out and says, what are you going to do in Iran? What are you going to do? You're depending on the U.S. who you keep criticizing to do stuff. And guess what we're doing? It looks like we're prepared to take action. I'm not sure. But we're having armada, in the president's words, an armada is steaming their direction. We'll be in the Persian Gulf, if it's not there now, shortly. Shervan Peshevar is with us now. He's an Iranian-American entrepreneur, technology strategist, and democracy advocate focused on advancing uncensorable internet, which has been shut down in Iran, and satellite connectivity in authoritarian environments, which really is the definition of what Iran is now. Shervin, right now, wasn't Zelensky right in what he was saying?
Thank you, Brian, for having me on the show. This is a historic moment. This topic is so, so important for the future of our world. Absolutely, he's right. We have to fight back against what I call these corrupt criminal gangs that have taken over sovereign nations, with nuclear bombs or seeking nuclear bombs, funding terrorist proxies all over the world, exporting their terrorist ideologies, Islamo-socialist ideologies into Europe. Europe has fallen. America has a mayor in New York City, our biggest city, that is part of that same alliance. We have to wake up. The world has been asleep. Millions of Iranians came on the streets, defenseless, courageous, one of the greatest acts of courage that anyone has ever seen. And then they were slaughtered just a week ago in 48 hours. The numbers are now reaching 20,000 dead. That's over the 10 murders a second at 16,000 dead. So you can do the math as the numbers keep increasing. They're going into hospitals and killing defenseless people in the hospitals. This is medieval, evil ideology that has taken over Iran in the revolution in 1979. What a huge mistake Carter made, the beginning of the woke kind of socialist, democratic alliances that began to happen, thinking that bringing an Ayatollah like Khomeini and Khamenei into power of one of the richest oil countries in the world was a good idea. Look what's happened. We've had 47 years of the Iranian people living under slavery, living in essentially an open-air prison, and now an extermination camp. And if we don't stop them, if we don't support leaders like Reza Pahlavi, the crown prince, who wants to bring in democracy to Iran, Iran was allied with America and Israel before 1979. We had a huge ally. We lost that. And look at the repercussions for us in the world. And this can be corrected. Thank God that in this moment in history, we have President Trump, we have Prime Minister Netanyahu, we have Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi. These three leaders are playing a historic role. It wouldn't be possible without their moral courage. And they told people to come out. And there's a moral duty to do something. They said, we have your backs. We're armed and loaded. And guess what? The Armada, as you said, is right there willing and able to do something about it and end this this evil regime.
So we see the USS Abraham Lincoln is making sway that direction right through the South China Sea. It was there. Now it's been spotted right in the region. The George H.W. Bush is also at sea in the Atlantic, bound for the region and departing from Virginia's naval station over in Norfolk. So that is some serious firepower. But what's interesting, Shervin, from the military perspective, I've never seen Prime Minister Netanyahu publicly say, ask America to hold off. I don't think they were ready, missile defense-wise. They also, I think, need us. If they're going to get hit with a series of ballistic missiles, I think they need us there to help knock those rockets out of the sky. So what do you think? And I know other nations who are rivals of Iran in the region asked us to hold off. Why do you think that is?
Look, the 12-day war was extremely successful. The target was to get rid of the nuclear capability, and they did. I wish they had finished the job. I keep saying finish the job, and finish the job means get rid of the supreme leader and all of the generals and leaders of this evil regime, and let the people finish the job after that. The crown prince is ready to go back to the country. The reason I think the hesitation is there, people are, it's normal. People are afraid of repercussions and what
they don't know
happen,
what's next,
et cetera.
They don't know what's next.
They don't know what's next. But we know what's next. The Iranian people have already come in the streets by the millions. They've given up their lives for freedom. They are the vast, vast majority of the country. This is a country of 92 million people. This is not Afghanistan. This is not Iraq. This is not going to be a failed state. The oil revenues are going to go into accounts just like in Venezuela that are going to be legalized by the president's executive order that they did on Venezuela. And then that can fund the interim government and can fund the operations of the country and the reconstruction of the country, and until there's a referendum and a vote on what kind of democracy they want. There's a process to be had. There's an interim government to be formed. And luckily, we have the Crown Prince, Reza Pahlavi, stepping up.
Here, Sherman, I got to stop you there because the president says he's a nice man, but he does not have popular support for the type of thing where he could take power. What is your take on what he, what the president believes and has been told about his popularity in the country?
I think if you just have to take a look at the videos. There's millions of people in the streets. He called out for them to come out at 8 p.m. They did. Javed Shah means long live the Shah. His name is on the lips of these people that went out. There's many, many videos where they're saying this might be my last video. And they went out in the streets and they said Reza Shah's name to come back and leave the country. The proof is in the videos.
So which did you hit, Sherman? I know you're not a military analyst, but where are the places that you would target if you were the U.S. and you wanted to take out this evil regime? What do you do?
The capabilities of this regime. This is not asking for carpet bombing. No one would ask for that. We're asking for very precise hits on the leadership, on either arresting Khamenei like they did Maduro, or hitting them where it hurts, and also hitting the military capabilities that they're using, the military depots, the weapons depots that they're using to massacre people in the streets with weapons grade guns. So.
Yeah. So I want you to hear this. Congressman Jason Crow, a Democrat, and Army Ranger, said this about the president. Obviously, he's got some critics. Cut 31.
Iran is another good example. Iran is a rogue, violent terrorist regime, to be very clear. But is the answer to that to go to war with Iran? I firmly believe no. But more than anything, if that's what they think is in the interest of this country, then it damn well should be debated and voted on in the building behind me. That's the point.
So you understand American politics. So he's going to have, he had critics in Venezuela and it was a brilliant operation. What about this?
Look, I think the bigger issue here is that we are in the critical hours. What's decided in the next, few days or weeks will really determine the next decades ahead, not just for Iranians and Iran, but for the whole world. We cannot have a country with the oil reserves and energy reserves that, like Iran, have the ability to finance terrorism around the world and export hate. We saw what happened in the Middle East for 47 years when they did that. We see what they're doing invading Europe and America with their ideologies and their agents. We are already at war, and it's time to finish it.
So the IRGC, and I guess we'll see. Do you think that Israel has to help us with this?
Oh, absolutely. I think Prime Minister Netanyahu is very committed to ending this regime and helping free the Iranians. And if you've studied the Bible, Cyrus the Great, 2,500 years ago, the great Persian leader who declared the first Declaration of Human Rights. He freed the Jews from slavery in Babylon 2,500 years ago, returned them to their homeland in Jerusalem, rebuilt their temple, and in biblical symmetry 2,500 years later, it's Israel and the Jews that are helping free the Iranians from their slavery.
Lastly, do you worry about sleeper cells here being enacted? I mean, they're already trying multiple times to assassinate Trump.
Absolutely. They've already tried. Their agents are in the U.S. and all over Europe. There's a reason why the background here is out of focus in terms of location. I'm already on the most wanted list of the Islamic regime for being such a vocal advocate for the freedom of the Iranian people. It's time to expel all of the Islamic regime's ambassadors, diplomatic staff in all over the world. In Europe, they work out of the Pakistani embassy in Washington, D.C., and they recruit agents. They need to be expelled.
Shervin, then have you do you have any reason to believe the president's willing to take action?
I think that the president, having known him, I've had dinner with him, spoken to him about Iran. I think he's a man of his word. That's one thing I've learned about him. When he says what he said to the Iranian people, that if anything happens to them, he will take action. He has their back. They're armed and loaded. I believe him. I think we've all learned to believe President Trump when he makes a promise.
Yeah, Soleimani, al-Baghdadi, Maduro, Syria. Yeah, you take our guys, we're going to take a lot of your guys. And I think that's pretty clear. And then the Iranian operation to blow up their nukes. He tried. Five rounds of talks. There wasn't a sixth. Shervin, thanks so much. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
Our audience appreciates the insight. Rather than ranting, you have insight, so we appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Shervin Pishyavar, the Iranian-American entrepreneur. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local Walmart and other fine stores.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Listen carefully. This isn't noise. It's not hype. Silver is moving. And when silver moves, it moves quickly and without warning. Smart investors already know this. Most people don't until it's too late. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold and silver rollover kit of $49 value just for calling. History is clear. When the gold to silver ratio tightens, silver doesn't creep higher. It explodes, often outperforming gold by multiples. Right now, most Americans remain dramatically underallocated to precious metals, even as central banks around the world are aggressively increasing their gold reserves. History shows precious metals have performed best when interest rates move lower while inflation stays above target. You don't need perfect timing. You need to be in position before the move finishes. Call 800-900-8000 now. Find out about a tax and penalty-free rollover in 2026. Results may vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
History isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom, the ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhan.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Mia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This time it was highly consequential. On two sides, it was obviously the speech by the Canadian Prime Minister and then Trump going there and rebuking Europe over and over and over and over and over again. But what's interesting is off stage, and if you weren't a world leader, I'd say 98% of all conversations were about the application of AI and how radically the world is about to change. And yet coverage of it was almost wholly focused on Trump, which is kind of a metaphor and a microcosm of our existence today. Everyone's talking about Greenland when the outcome in Greenland was essentially what we had a week ago. We had all this drama in between.
Yeah, and so the one thing about Trump, you don't have to convince him on AI. I mean, he has an AI czar. They talk about it all the time. He meets with NVIDIA, and NVIDIA probably meets the CEO there with Trump more than anything else. And sadly, he's agreed to sell chips to China, and Alibaba and company, these companies in China are getting prepared to take NVIDIA chips. Why we do that? The theory was, well, if you sell them to China, they're not going to innovate their own. And if they innovate their own, they'll never need us. So what? Let them innovate their own. The only way they'll be able to innovate their own is if they steal it and reverse engineer it. That's what Ted said in the past. So more from AI. Jensen Henson and Larry Fink, BlackRock, Cut 52.
So you actually believe we're going to face labor shortages. So how do you see that AI and robotics changing the nature of work rather than eliminating it?
Now, there's several different ways that we can think through it. First of all, this is the largest infrastructure build out in human history. That's going to create a lot of jobs. And it's wonderful that the jobs are related to tradecraft. And we're going to have plumbers and electricians and construction and steel workers and network technicians and people who install and fit out the equipment. And all of these jobs, we're going to, in the United States, we're seeing quite a significant boom in this area. Salaries have gone up, nearly doubled. Yeah. And so we're talking about six-figure salaries for people who are building chip factories or computer factories or AI factories. And we have a great shortage in that. And I'm really delighted to see so many people in so many countries really recognizing this important area.
Yeah, but that is Larry Fink and Jensen Huang of NVIDIA, too. They're weighing in on what's going to happen. Also, the data centers. So you need pipe fitters, you need plumbers, you need electricians. So these are the types of skills people need. What you don't need anymore is coding, because you can have AI actually do that. In terms of us moving way into the future, talk about artificial intelligence, it's still back to the future when it's the trades that people are beginning to wake up to understand there's great opportunities there. It's not a fallback. Here's Mike Rowe reacting to the AI buzz at Davos, Cut 53.
Question is, what are we going to do about it? Here's an idea. This year, my foundation got 10 times the applications for trade school scholarships than we got last year. 10 times. People are getting the memo. They're just not quite sure what to do about it. I think we ought to convene, maybe not in Switzerland, maybe somewhere stateside, and talk about rethinking the way we train the next generation for these jobs. But we are in violent agreement on this. It's a massive undertaking. We're going to need hundreds of thousands of skilled workers that we currently don't have. The stakes seem awfully high, and for what it's worth, gentlemen, I'm at your disposal if I can be of use.
So, you know, of course, Mike Rowe's got his foundation, Mike Rowe Works, and he's got those scholarships too, and you got those jobs, and now seem more attractive. It's got to come from parents to have an 11th grader that's okay in school but doesn't love it. Really good with their hands. You can pick that up in 2 seconds. You have to put some furniture together. You know if your kid can figure it out. I don't have that gene. People in my family do have that gene. My dad had it. He could put together anything, an engine overnight. I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, even with directions, I'm glued to every single step, including laying out everything ahead of time. Where people are good at it, don't even need directions, they throw them out. So those people got to go ahead. You're not sacrificing the quality of life. You're not just waiting to retire to get your great benefits. You're starting in maybe six figures and welders and pipe fitters and things of that nature. So the question is, once the data center's built and the power stations are done, what are you going to do? I think there's always going to be power to be built. I think there's always going to be a need. And if you are a plumber, I'm telling you right now, while you wait for the major contract from Meta, you could actually be extremely successful in your neighborhood. All right, this is Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't forget, I'm going to be in Fort Myers, Florida. I'm going to be there on February 14th. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. I can see you in person. And then on May 30th in beautiful Reno, Nevada, History, Liberty, and Laughs on stage. It's time to feel patriotic again. Don't move.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Trust and Will is not a law firm. It does not provide legal advice, and the online forms it provides are not a substitute for the advice or services of an attorney. Visit TrustandWill.com for details.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/plan. That's trustandwill.com/plan to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/PLAN.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.